And this one?
That's a 10.
Okay. What about this area?
Nipples.
Where exactly?
One there, one here.
One like right here?
Yeah.
In this area?
Yeah.
Okay. What are they doing exactly? They're just there?
They're jumping.
They're jumping.
Yeah. Titties jump.
Really? Okay. It's common. You know, this is common in boys at your young age, 25. It's okay. Claudus. Claudus. Titties what?
Tardy.
Yes, I am.
I'm reading your script right here, and it didn't say anything like show up late. So now I have to improvise.
You should have figured when the first line was "you're tardy," you should have assumed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's just your fault, really.
Usually you put like delay in there.
Bill arrives late.
You're getting lazy.
Yeah.
Expectations.
It takes work to put in all the details. I'm just getting. I figure if I skip the details, you can just figure them out. So.
Yeah.
Then it's on you.
I don't know. I get used to something. You condition me on something, and then you throw a fast one like this.
Well, everyone gets lazy in time. That should be your expectation.
Your heart isn't in the show anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to start writing, like, my scripts are going to start being, like, Stan Lee scripts.
Oh, damn. And then I do all the work?
Then you do all the work, that's right.
Shit.
And I get all the credit.
You get to be in the panels and everything, you know, the Geekbrunch panels?
Yeah, then I get to be in all the movies, the Geekbrunch movies.
Yeah. Damn.
Get my cameos.
It's an awful, awful idea. Gonna get like a couple of pages on a notepad. Mm-hmm. You scan it in.
Get an outline. Let me talk about something for 15 more minutes.
And it's gonna get so bad that you're gonna say, "Let's talk about comics, TV, and movies."
Send.
Send.
Episode.
And then you get all the credit, and I have to put all the content inside. Yep. That doesn't make any sense.
Episode 280. We start by talking about why Bill is late. Then we talk about movies, then TV, and comic books. We end with food talk and the end credits. Send. And we create a new comic book character. Send.
Send.
Copyright Bill Wilmer.
Oh, man. So how are you doing?
I'm good. The weather is getting nicer. Hopefully we get no more snow.
Yeah, it was nice today. I was already like 56 degrees when I walked Harley, although the wind was cold. I walked in shorts, though.
Nice. That's I went to the library with my son yesterday, and it was a little chilly, but I said, I bet you there's going to be people at the library in shorts, and there was, of course.
Yeah. Was it chilly enough to make your nipples hard?
I didn't check.
I didn't.
My
Nobody
son's nipples,
pointed
though.
Them out. Oh, no, God. It was that cold.
Well, when I did my hourly nipple exam.
I forgot that you do those.
Safety first.
Yeah.
Never know. I also do it with anyone I'm with, so.
That could be an awkward situation, especially if there's a lot of women in the room.
Well, it's essential if there's a lot of women in the room for safety purposes.
Yeah. That's one of your elevator things, huh?
That's the first thing you do. That's the first law of elevator safety.
Etiquette.
The elevator stops, nipple check.
Give an exam.
Just a quick one.
You tell them to cough. You pinch the nipples and cough.
Now that would be a good comic.
So
yes, doing good.
Another comic?
What?
Are you writing another comic?
I'm thinking about it. Thinking about it. I'm still trying to decide what my first comic should be.
I haven't had time to finish mine.
Yeah, I wrote one, but I don't really like it, so. And I have some short movie scripts that I could turn into like a comic, do like an anthology type thing.
Yeah.
Or like a one shot.
Uh huh.
I'm thinking about that too. Or I have some bigger stories too. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I have to figure out how to do it first.
Too busy with the nipple checks. How do you?
Yeah, it takes up all my time. Between nipple checks and elevator emergencies, it's tough. Mm-hmm. So you went to Florida.
I did. I went to Florida.
I saw your pictures.
It was a good time.
Yeah, we went to Universal last year, I think it was.
Yeah.
So I still have fond memories of Universal.
Yeah. That rock and roll roller coaster one was awesome.
Yeah, the rocket.
I dug it because it just, you get to pick your own music.
I know. I picked Beastie Boys.
I think I did Linkin Park or I can't remember. I wrote it twice. The first time was hilarious, though, because it, you know how it films you? Did you watch the video of yourself afterwards?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I almost lost my phone, Bill. It almost slid out of my pocket. So as we're, you know how it like cranks you up backwards, like pretty much in 90 degrees up?
Yeah. Oh, when you're going up.
Well,
yeah.
My phone started to slip out, and my arms were bound by the
Oh, by the bars?
By the bars. So I'm like, oh, shit, my phone. So I'm like, if you're watching the video, I look like I'm in absolute terror.
Abject horror.
And then we get to the top, and they drop us. And I'm like screaming bloody murder, like, oh, shit!
All over your phone?
Yeah. I looked terrified in there. I didn't even look like I was having fun the first time.
Was it just because of the phone, or was it because of the ride?
It was because of the. I think it was. Who's that? What's that band that sings "Rollin', Rollin', Rollin', Rollin'"? It's not. It's not Kid Rock. It's not. Man, I am getting old. It's not Linkin Park. It's the other band. Or the other guy, I can't remember. But they were playing that, and I looked like I was in absolute terror. But yeah, Universal's like, I think it's the amusement park for ages 12 and higher, you know? Like, they would like that more than Disneyland, Disney World.
Yeah.
The rides are more sophisticated. The Sims are. It's really cool stuff.
Did you go on Transformers?
Yeah, I liked that one. Transformers was awesome. It was kind of like Spider-Man. It was,
yeah,
just
it was pretty
a
much
little
the same.
Different. Yeah.
But yeah, Spider-Man was good too, like when you're falling.
I like the Indespicable Me. That was pretty good. Did you ride that one?
Yeah, we rode that one a couple times.
Yeah, and the Simpsons one was great. That was funny.
Yeah, that was an interesting one because that's like the older technology.
It is the older technology, but it's hilarious because it's like Simpsons to me has so much adult theme in it. Like, it's just so raw. And this ride was that way. You know, it had murder and
I don't remember a lot of the movie itself.
It had belching.
I remember you're on a roller coaster.
Yeah, you're on a roller coaster, and then you actually fall in Maggie's, like Maggie's grown, like she's been given the growth hormone, and like burps you out, and you can smell like baby, baby powder or something like that. And then Disney had a really cool sim. It's in the Tree of Life. It's in the Animal Kingdom or the.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet, so.
But it was a Bug's Life, and it's kind of like a 3D movie type thing where they involve effects like to make it 4D. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what they did with one of them was really weird. Like, I was like, they ain't gonna do it. They have all these bugs, which is really cool, and they have a stink bug, and the bug just like turns around and kind of like farts. And man, it smells like shit. I mean, they emulate stink, man. I'm like, good Lord, this is awful. I almost like vomited. It smelled so bad.
Are you sure that wasn't just the guy in front of you?
It could have been the guy in front of me.
It was a perfect opportunity. I've been holding this in
yeah,
all day.
I've been holding this fart in front of my family. The stink bug comes out. I'm just going to cut.
Perfect.
It was really just a green mist, you know, that they released. It wasn't no stink.
No smell to it. Everyone else is like, I didn't smell anything, Mike.
Oh, there's probably like every dude there like that's watching it is like, I can fart now.
Time to release.
I'll give them the fucking 4D experience.
It's perfect. That's a good tip. That is a good tip for anyone going to Disney.
It sure is.
And then I think one of my favorite rides at Universal is the Mummy ride.
Oh yeah, that I didn't know what to expect. I expected more like I expected it to be like the Transformers or Spider-Man.
Like a show. Yeah.
And it really turned into like some roller coaster stuff.
Yeah,
and
just like a indoor
like a space mountain
in the darker
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, like a smaller Space Mountain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's good because it has like a lot of unexpected things happen, so.
Yeah. And then we rode the Harry Potter rides. They were okay. They weren't as good as the Transformers or the.
Okay.
Those ones, the Fast Passes didn't work on either, but it wasn't bad.
Right. Oh, so I was going to ask if you had the Fast Pass.
Yeah, it was well worth it. If you're only spending a day there, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
It's so expensive because you just ride and ride and ride.
Yeah, that's what. We had those when we went there too, and yeah, it was crazy the difference it made.
Yeah, it's a way to get the optimal experience.
Well, otherwise, yeah, because without it, you're going to be waiting. An hour per ride. So in a day, you're going to get on what, six rides?
Yeah.
If you have the Flash Pass, you can do six rides in an hour.
Yeah.
And then do it again if you want.
That's right. That's
some of the rides we went on a couple times. Did you go on the Hulk ride?
Yeah, we went on the Hulk ride. That we've ridden that one before, so we knew what to expect with that. And then we rode the two roller coasters. They used to the Dueling Dragons. I don't know what
the Harry Potter one.
They kind of made them Harry Potter theme, but they were there before Harry Potter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they just repurposed them.
Yeah, they
just renamed them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went on that. That was good.
We saw the Indiana Jones thing.
What was? I don't think they had that when we were there.
Or was that at the? No, that was at MG, the Hollywood, the Hollywood theme park for Disney.
Oh yeah, Hollywood Studios or something.
That was just a show, but it was pretty cool. Like a stunt show.
Oh, like a live action.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah, you hit like all the parks.
Yeah, we did.
You must have been exhausted by the end of this vacation.
It was exhausting. We had like one down day where we kind of like didn't do anything until the afternoon or something. Okay. Everything else was like go, 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 go.
You got lots of walking in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going to a con.
Lots of eating, though. I walked to the eateries. I stopped in every country at Epcot and ate.
Well, you have to. You gotta taste the
world. Like, what is this dessert taste like? Taste the
world. And you got the butter beer or whatever it is, right?
Yeah. That was delicious. I'm glad I got that. I got the butter beer ice cream, too. That was the shit.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was delicious. I think I ate it twice.
Where did they have that?
In the same thing where you get the beers usually.
Okay. Oh, it's just the frozen
one? It's in the village area. Yeah, it's like the frozen butter beer, I think they call it.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's ice cream butter beer. Never mind. There's frozen butter beer too, but I don't know what that is. Maybe like a butter beer on a popsicle. I don't know.
No, I think the frozen's like a slushy, I think.
Oh. But that was good stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember I don't know if they had the ice cream when we went there. Maybe that's a new thing.
But Universal's themes are awesome. Like, you enter Cartoon Land, and it really looks like you're in Sunday Funnies. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love the Cartoon Land.
Oh, Cartoon. It's just beautiful.
There's comics everywhere.
Yeah, there's comics everywhere. And then you go to the Simpsons Land, and they have everything. You know what I mean? There's Duff Beer. There's Moe's. There's everything. It's constructed just like the cartoon.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's good. Good times. I would recommend you try that Animal Kingdom, though, because it's just a lot of new rides. That Expedition Everest ride is it's right up your alley if you like coasters.
The Disney?
Yeah. The Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe next year we'll go there. We have to go there one of these years. I wanted to wait until the kids were old enough to remember it.
Yeah, well, they're old enough now.
Yeah, they're old enough now.
We took a 2-year-old there, and he didn't know.
He won't remember it.
You give him a balloon, and he's happy. He doesn't care.
Give him a balloon and a lollipop, and he's had the best day.
Yeah.
What are the do they have like flash passes or fast passes at Disney?
Yeah, they have fast passes, but you're not allowed like Universal. You buy that extra package and you get to do unlimited, right?
Yeah.
On the Disney side, you can only pick 3, and you have to schedule them. In other words, you go on your iPad or whatever and say, "I'm gonna be on this roller coaster at 9 a.m. Right. And then you show up at 9 a.m. and you can get through real fast. Right. But you could only schedule 3 a day, and it has to be at the same park. Yeah, right. 3 at a time, and then you could get into these other lines and schedule more. But that's how the fast pass stuff works. I don't think we knew we could schedule more, though, until late in the game.
So there is a way to...
Yeah, you have to use... Well, it makes it hard, though, because you schedule your 3, and you have to separate them by enough time to get where you're going to go, right?
Right, to get from one to the other.
Yeah, and then they might be scattered depending on the demand. Like, there's that new Snow White roller coaster, Seven Dwarfs roller coaster, Seven Dwarfs Mine something or another.
Mm-hmm.
And that one you couldn't even get a fast pass to because it was always booked. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so they book it in advance? Yeah, even?
They only allow so many, so if you book them all in advance, and... they don't usually free up too much, so there's certain rides you're not going to be able to get a fast pass to just because it's booked unless somebody doesn't show up or cancels it. It's not as convenient. I'd rather spend the extra $100 and just walk on the damn ride. I'm going to pass everybody. They look at you with hate.
Yeah. Well, that was at Universal. It was the in the Harry Potter land, they have like a they have the dual ride roller coaster, then they have like a smaller roller coaster.
Oh, that Harry Potter roller coaster sucks balls.
Which one? The smaller one?
Yeah, that smaller one. What is that? Like Barb said, if I had to wait in line for it, I'd have punched somebody in the face. That's what she said.
It's good when you have a 7-year-old who doesn't like the big rides.
Yeah, it's good for kids. But like if you're in the range of like 12 to, you know what I mean, and they like to ride, that's like a kiddie roller coaster.
Yeah, it's a kiddie roller coaster. Well, it's a mid-range, yeah. Yeah, it's a kiddie roller, not quite a kiddie roller coaster. One step up, but anyway, so we went on that one, and the line for it was like huge. It was like an hour or more to get on it, but then the fast pass line, there's like literally no one there. So we walked up and got like right on. We didn't have to wait.
Yeah,
and then we went on it, and I went on with my two kids, and then they liked it. They said, "Can we go on again?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So we got out, went back in to the line, and
everybody's hating you.
As we were going back down the line. Like the fast pass line, you walk past all the people in the regular line. And I saw like the same faces. I was like, oh man, these guys are going to kill me. Like, especially one dude, he's just like looking at me. I'm like, this dude wants to punch me in the face. Oh yeah, sorry, dude.
we did that with the Rock and Roll roller coaster because we rode it like twice. And we had like a little bit, we didn't like run up and, no, yeah, we did. We ran it right, rode it right away. And the same guy I passed twice. And he hadn't even got on the ride yet.
I know, and he was going to be waiting there for another 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
And Universal, we did it where if you stay at one of the Universal properties, you get like free fast passes for the day.
Yeah.
So we just did that. We just stayed at the on-site.
Yeah, that if we didn't have the young ones, we probably would have done that more of that. Do you know what I mean? But Disney's more for the young. You know what I mean?
You spent more time at Disney because you have the younger kids.
Yeah. Not my kids, my brother's kids. Don't have no kids except for myself.
You didn't bring your illegitimate.
I didn't bring Harley.
Oh, she would have liked
my illegitimate kids. Every year we take a trip and I invite all my other because I used to be a rock star and I have all these children around the world.
I was gonna say about your con experiences.
Yeah, I'm not a rock star. I'm a con star. I just have sex with a lot of cosplayers and have kids all over the place.
Oh, wait, because you cosplay as the Hulk, right?
I do, and they don't even know who I am. I just go, Hulk smash!
And they can't say no. They're into it.
Yeah.
Who could say no to the Hulk? No one.
Right.
That's everyone's fantasy.
Puny human!
But we had that, and it was all consensual.
Yeah. Bend over, puny human.
Ladies love the Hulk.
That's right. So comic books.
Yes, comic books. I see you've been reading a lot of DC books.
I've read so much DC that you would vomit. Yeah, I did like a Convergence marathon.
Hey, you read all the ones from this week?
Yeah, I really liked it. I liked it a lot more than my contemporaries, but it hit me just right. Like, they wrote that thing for me.
Well, because it involves, like, history, right?
Well, it involves all history, and you know me, I've been getting DC since the 70s, so it's like, in a lot of it, if not all of it.
Eventually, all of it.
I know everything. There are some things that I didn't know, though. There's a couple of Elseworld titles I didn't know that were prominent in the story, and I ordered them on eBay. I don't have them yet, but I was so interested in the Justice Riders, which was an Elseworlds tale, because this is where like the badass Hawkman and Hawkgirl came out of that was in the Nightwing and Oracle story, and I was like, I want to know more. Or I want to know more about the characters that they even just showed because they looked interesting. It was like Wild West Justice League.
Okay.
Yeah, it looked cool.
So I'm surprised they even went to Elseworlds.
They did everything.
They included everything they have. Huh?
They include
it's all up for grabs.
The video game properties and Justice Gods Among Us is prominent in Convergence number one.
All right.
Yeah. And for those that aren't ingrained in the DC
lore,
what you should do is read the back matter and then read the story, because the last two pages of every one tells you like where they started and where they ended up.
Oh, really?
So you could just read that and then start reading the story, and you know where you're at.
They'd be able to appreciate it more.
Yeah.
I don't remember what Convergence books I ordered, if any.
That's a damn shame.
But you'll be proud of me this month.
What did you do?
Because I think I'm going to order one of the bundles.
Oh, right. All the new number ones?
All the new number ones. Well, because I was going through and there's a bunch of the number ones. Hang on, I got a visitor. Enter. You may enter.
You may enter. You may have one cracker.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Stay off the internet.
He's going to watch a DVD.
Oh. What DVD? Did you check the rating on that?
It's a Disney.
Oh, okay. Well, Disney owns Marvel now. Maybe he's putting a fast one on you.
It's called The Punisher. How come they don't make a where all the Punisher movies are rated?
Yes.
Why don't they do a PG-13 one? Or PG?
Because he kills people. Why would you want to do that? Like I would keep it rated R. Blade was rated R. I hear Deadpool's going to be rated R, which is really weird. That is weird. Because Deadpool's got like a huge following that are not adults.
I doubt that. There's no comic readers under 18.
That's true.
You're thinking of kids in their 20s.
I've seen little Deadpools at the cons, though.
That's true.
I think when I was the Hulk, I did it with the female Deadpool. I don't know. I had little Deadpools.
So every time you see one of those little Deadpools, you like look to see with their eyes.
Yeah. I took a few of them on a ride at Universal. Come on, fast pass with me, little Deadpools.
Come on, little Deadpool. Just in
case. I am your father.
Then you tell them after they've gone on the ride and they're all discombobulated. They're like, Mommy, that man said he was my father. You're like, what man? And then they can't find you in the crowd.
Yeah, then I'm gone. See? I just invite them to this.
The perfect plan.
Once a year.
All little Deadpool.
Like, man, why do I get this free pass to the amusement park once a year?
It says, they want me to wear my costume.
Why do I have to dress up as little Deadpool? Why did he ask me to come as the cross? Why did they paint this cross on my face? That's all about this con.
Amazing. Yes, but
those bundles are fucking me, man. It's like it's like a drug of, you know, that's like injecting something into your arm. It's like, oh, if you buy all of them, We'll give you 50% off. Oh, you know what? We could get you all the Archie covers, every single one of them. 50% off. Sure, click. Why the hell not?
50% off. That, what a bargain. I need all the Archie covers. Are you getting all the Archie covers?
Yeah. Oh.
You're a sucker.
I'm a sucker. But I do like the bundles, like for Dynamite, because I get them anyway. So,
right, yeah.
Like, they'll have like they have that women's event, the Red Sonias and stuff. I forget what it's called, but that event is 50% off. And then they have like the legendary steampunk books. Those are all 50% off. And you know, you buy all of them. Which is four or five, depending on the book, you get 50% off. And then there's the bundle for the Archie Heroes. If you buy that, you get all of them 50% off, you know.
So DCBS bundles are tailor-made for you.
They're tailor-made for me, and then they make me buy 75 Archie covers.
Yeah, for the DC number ones, it was like I was probably going to get like about, I don't know, a bunch of them because
A lot of our indie creators. I think the guy who's doing Superman is the guy who did award-winning. What is that book? God, I'm getting old.
I remember. Oh, yeah, Gene.
The first time I went to it was a.
It's a guy who did Boxers and Saints.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And I can't remember what his more popular book was called.
Yeah, one was an Eisner nominee.
Yeah. Yeah, and like a lot of the artists, like they have Riley Rossimo's doing one.
Is he really?
Yeah. And Sonny Liu is doing another one. I was like, damn, why are they pulling in all these weird, like...
Well, see, I don't usually read solicits for DC. I just check boxes. I'd say, oh yeah, just give me it to me.
Yeah, Rossimo's doing a Hellblazer.
That's awesome. I'm a fan of Rossimo. I just don't like some of the writing that the writers he signs up with.
Yeah.
So I could get caught up just looking at the art. I crochet because punching people is frowned upon. What the hell's Barb's wearing a shirt that says I crochet because punching people is frowned upon.
How does crocheting get out your frustration?
I don't know. I guess if you sit there and do all that things with your fingers,
you violently crochet?
Yeah. She gets angry with those needles.
And I never read Hitman, but the Section 8 sounds pretty funny, so.
Oh, God. You never read Hitman?
No.
Well, you never finish anything, so.
I don't even think I own any Hitman. I have to look in my files.
I don't think you own any series of comics. You just
I own plenty of series of comics.
No, you just buy issue 80s. One. There's just one in there. I'd be going through your box and it would piss me off.
Number one.
I'd read it and I'd say, oh man, that's interesting. I want to get the next issue. Where the fuck's the next issue? Oh, there's another number one. Oh, damn, I want to read that. Uh-oh, I can't read the next issue.
That's a flagrant misconception. That's true in many cases. But in several cases I have nice runs.
That you mean diarrhea.
So yeah, sometimes I get the runs.
Yeah, it's because of the stuff you eat.
It's because I get my intestines are all tied up in knots because I don't know how any stories end.
Yeah, your intestines are all tied in knots because you don't eat anything solid. You eat just leaves and shit. You don't have anything to hold the intestines up, so they tie themselves up. And they cause you to only buy one issue of comics.
For some reason.
Yeah.
There's nothing solid in my intestines. Excuse me.
What the hell is that? Is that an after effect of not eating anything solid?
That was breakfast.
Dang.
No, I have full runs of several comics.
But those are all old. You don't have any runs of new stuff.
New stuff.
In the last 10 years, tell me what full run you have.
Five weapons.
Okay.
Anything that didn't go on for that one.
You could actually count those on your hand.
Like, yeah. I don't have any, like, yeah, you're right. I don't have any, like, on like long ongoing books. Current. I got trades, though. I got stuff, complete runs and trades. So screw you, man.
That doesn't count.
That counts. That count. I wonder what the longest, the highest ongoing title that I'm getting is. I don't know. Let me look at my this month's order. Hey, we didn't do our previews.
Picks?
Crap, picks this month.
Well, I'll do. I ordered way too much this month. It's the statues. God damn it!
Oh, you're getting some of those statues.
Well, the other one that I want is the con. See, I'm going in the bathroom because there's an echo. Because that's where I keep previews.
You got the roaming headset. Nice.
Yeah, the roaming headset. I could walk into the bathroom and get my previews.
Where are the DC statues? Are they at the back or in the front?
No, they're in the front. But and then there's one that I really want, but I just can't afford. So I'm getting the Catwoman statue, the bombshell. It's on page 151.
For those reading, following along at home, oh, sexy time.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
That's nice.
Yeah. And then I'm getting the Firestorm on 152, just because I'm a Firestorm freak.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to get the Cover Girl, which is the Red Lantern Bleeze. But I really want to get this Harley Quinn on a motorcycle, but that's way out. Look at the price on that son of a bitch.
$350.
Yeah, and then the John Constantine I really want, because look how good that looks.
Yeah, that's nice.
Damn.
How much is that
then,
one?
Then the Wonder Woman's, if I wanted to, I'd get all of them. The Wonder Woman Art of Wars, because I love Wonder Woman.
But I like the Jill Thompson statue, just because I like Jill Thompson.
This one actually looks like Jill Thompson.
I know. That's what when I saw it, I'm
isn't
like,
it,
son
isn't
of a bitch.
It weird? Look at the nose and the hair.
Oh, you mean looks like her personally?
Yeah.
A lot of her, yeah. I can see similarities between her and her art. It does look like her art, though. I mean, they captured her art pretty well.
Oh, definitely.
Like, you can, if you look at that statue, you're like, yep, that's a Jill Thompson drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's nice. I was thinking about that one.
Yep. But there's a lot of good stuff in here. There's a couple things that I tried that is outside of most of the comics I get.
Like what?
Who's knocking?
Go away. All right, we're good.
I have to thumb through it, but there was like these Living Dead things that it's weird. They're like. It's part of Night of the Living Dead, but it's not part of the Night of the Living Dead books. I don't understand those.
Yeah, I thought about those, but I think I'm going to pass on those.
And then, you know what's weird is I like Black Mask a lot. So every time they come up with a new number one, I'm in. And look at their solicits. There's a ton of them now. They got Transference coming out, which is a new one, but I'm also getting We Can Never Go Home, Young Terrorists, Mayday, Space Riders. We need to talk about that. Did you get that yet?
I don't know if I have that yet.
Oh, man. I know that you're a Tom Scholey fan, just like me. And this is like looking at his stuff.
I'm a fan of, what's the dude's name? Is it Alex Zurditz or something?
Zurit. Alexis Zurit.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this because I like his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got a trade of his at Last Heroes. Last Heroes Con.
Yeah.
He's a cool dude. Yeah, and they actually were selling like a a preview of Space Riders at Heroes. I didn't get one because it was like $10 for like 10 pages. I was like, yeah, I don't think so.
It was really good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, that one. I like his art because it's like Tom Scioli mixed with like 70s rock posters.
You're totally right. And then even the writing, this guy Fabian.
Actually, I guess I should have said it's like Kirby mixed with 70s rock posters.
Yeah, it's like Kirby. It's definitely Kirby anatomy and layout, but the art does look a little different. I mean, it's definitely Kirby style, like Tom Scioli's Kirby style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like you could look at some of his work and it'll look a little different. And I'm getting The Disciples by Steve Niles and Chris Mitten, and then God Killer. That one I really enjoy, but they keep pushing it. Like, I have all these God Killers ready to read. I've already read all I have, and I'm just stacking them up on the, unshipped items. That one keeps on getting resolicited and all kinds of stuff, so I don't know what's going on with it, but that is a good comic. That was one that I almost dropped after the first issue. And read the second issue, and man, I was in.
Yeah, I haven't read that one. I need to. I know you.
I bought the Bleeding Cool stuff just because of the Valiant, but I think I'm going to remove it because I don't even see anything in the solicit about Valiant other than the cover. So I'm like, why am I just buying it for a cover?
Yeah. Oh, did they have like a preview or something in it before?
No, I don't usually get
Bleeding articles.
I've been buying this new magazine called Ace.
Yeah, I got Ace number one.
And that one is like, that has a look and feel of like Wizard, so I really like that. I really like it. It's got the price guide in the back, and it's got like the market watch, and like what's hot, and then it's got the news articles in the front.
Interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed by the first issue.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that I forgot, because you know what I tend to forget is the books that are solicited, and I catch them the first time because there's a big yellow box in previews, like order this. Like right. I did this with Dark Horse Presents, Dark Horse Comics. Is it Dark Horse Comics Presents? Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the big old blow up, and it was Mike Grell, and I'm like, oh my god, it's Mike Grell, like that's a done deal. But then the next month I forgot to order it, so as soon as I got my copy and remembered it, I said, man, I don't remember ordering it. So I was like, I sent an email immediately to DCBS. I said, please add these to my order, I want them. And I got burned. I'm gonna do a little tangent because we're in DC Comics Presents, but I bought that comic and I liked it. There was a Gru story. I liked there's like seven stories and I liked like five of them. There was an Alex DeCampi one that was just a weird, trippy story I don't understand yet. And I usually like her. Like I'll talk about one of her books, but the thing that got me upset is when I read Pastaways. Mm-hmm. And I found out that there was stuff in number 6 that told you how these guys got to Earth. And I didn't get to read that. The only reason I knew I knew it was solicited. But when I was reading Pastaways number 1, I just thought, oh, they've been telling the story in DC Comics Presents. You know, they launched it. And then they...
Right, they'll collect it.
Yeah, they'll collect it. And they do that with a lot of them. But this was like a prequel to number 1, and I want to have it. I still have to buy it now.
And it was a one shot, wasn't it?
It was a one shot, yeah.
Like or just yes. Yeah, like I mean, it was 7 pages in one.
Yeah,
issue.
It was 7 pages, but I think it was key for me to understand the story. And then the other, like I love Matt Kent, but I didn't enjoy my first reading of Pastaways, and I think as I went back and re-looked at it and reread it, I liked it even more. So I gave it kind of a harsh score originally, but it's growing on me because I read the letters page and I'm like, what am I missing? You know, there's pieces all over the place and it feels like the glue isn't coming together, which is really weird. And then I said, let me go look at the cover. I didn't read the damn boxes on the cover, which gave you introduction to all the characters. Because it was the cover. I don't usually read the cover. It. I just jump to page one usually. And it was the first issue, so I don't usually read the inside cover. Mm-hmm. And the inside cover gave you at least a paragraph to set the stage for the story.
Right.
So now I got to keep an eye out for Matt Kent is doing stuff. I got to read the book from, you know, cover to cover, essentially, what you're saying, instead of just jumping into page one. Because there might be content, and I should know this because mind management and everything else has crap in the borders.
I know. He put – so mind management, he's like border crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got – I should have known this. It's just that sometimes you read a comic
when it comes to Matt King, you got to read
every word. My mind wasn't fresh. I didn't – and I love the art and – But I had originally gave it a 3 out of 5 just because of my total confusion.
Right.
I knew what it was because it felt like a Challengers of the Unknown story. It felt kind of like that. It was like we're dropping you this place on Earth and weird shit is happening. And these guys are on Earth and they're from a different time. And right. Seem to hate each other and they're off on their individual packets. And then it had weird stuff in the story, like they go to find the ass dragon. I'll call it the ass dragon because it shoots acid out of its ass. Yeah. They go to find the ass dragon and they put on these suits. But when the guys are in the suits, you can't even see who they are. Mm-hmm. Like you don't know if it's Joe or Bob. I don't know their names, but you don't know the characters. And then you were never introduced to the characters interacting. So you don't know who's with who.
Right, or what the
cover.
What the relationship is between them.
Yeah. So I was really confused. And I don't think I gave it a fair shot, and it was a bad time. But I liked Pastaways. I just thought it was told very unclear for a number one issue.
Yeah, and I don't know why they didn't include the 8 pages.
Yeah.
The other story in this. I mean, I guess I understand why they didn't do it, but. Because, yeah, I did read The Dark Horse Presents when it came out. And it did tell, it showed, like, them, like, launching from where they started.
Yeah.
And ending up in another world. So it was, like, the origin story, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of strange. But even having read that, this was still kind of confusing for me. I think what I should do is find my Dark Horse Presents and read that story and then follow it up with this one.
Yeah.
And I'm sure together it would read better.
Well, I'm sure that once I get to that, things will start to piece together more.
Right.
And I'll understand it more because there's nothing Matt Kent writes that I don't like. I was just lost. It was like I was thrown in a comic and there wasn't enough stuff in that first issue to let me know how I got there and who these guys were. And usually in issue one, you get introduced to the characters. Like you get like the flavor of who these characters are and their personality, but not how they interact with each other or why they're there to begin with, mm-hmm. You know? You see them all in like individual places. You see the one girl in the bar beating the shit out of everybody. You see the one girl with the other member and she's suicidal for some reason. She wants to kill herself. You see the one guy taking a shit who's kind of like the leader of the group, but you don't, the pieces haven't been connected. And that's what I had trouble with.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I got to be careful with the Dark Horse Presents and make sure I read the solicits from now on, because I guess there's no guarantee or there's no rule that will say we'll reprint it. It's just that a lot of the times in earlier Dark Horse Presents, they would like the Palmiotti stuff and the Gray stuff. It would just come out later as a one shot or two-issue-ish arc. You know what I mean? I could just buy what I wanted rather than buy an anthology.
Right. Yeah, I think the more ongoing ones they have tended to collect. But I guess this one was different just because it was just like a one-shot deal.
Yeah.
Where they're not going to they might, they'll probably collect it in the trade.
Oh, I'm sure.
But they didn't put it in this first issue. They're making you get the Dark Horse Presents.
Well, you're going to be good because you're going to get that probably in trade anyway, right?
Sure. Yeah, so I'll be able to read it all in one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, like, Boom has a couple of things that look really interesting. The Fiction, I ordered that, number one.
Let's see. Yeah, Fiction, number one, I'm going to get that.
And I ordered Strange Fruit with J.G. Jones, Mark Waid, and J.G. Jones. It looks amazing. Plus, the subject matter seems really interesting.
Yeah, that's the comic book. So it's about racism, right?
Yeah, racism, yeah. I think I tried Broken World because of Frank J. Burberry. I don't remember. I'd have to double check that one. You have to get Cursed Pirate Girl. You like that.
Yeah, Cursed Pirate Girl Annual.
I did not because I actually read Cursed Pirate Girl and I didn't like it. It was pretty to look at, but it fell into that weird fantasy stuff that I just have a hard time with that genre. Yeah. But I didn't order Captain Canuck last month.
Oh, you didn't? Did you get any of them? Because I think they solicited two so far, right? The zero issue and the first issue. Is that right?
No, it's issue one and two, and then issue zero is supposed to be.
Oh, Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you order number one, or are you waiting for?
No, I didn't order any of them. Missed the bubble on that one. I did order this Bubba the Redneck Werewolf one shot.
You know, I have that on my list, dude.
I think the cover looks awesome, and Creature Entertainment, I have read before. I have read their zombie books, and I've read The Gun, which they're soliciting here.
Oh, you did read The Gun? How was
that? Yeah, The Gun was awesome.
Yeah, I have that on my list, too.
The gun wasn't... It was still under Creature Entertainment, but I think when I read it, I bought it from a con. You know what I mean?
The creator,
And it was from the creator, and it was never solicited before.
Right. Yeah, and the Bubba one... This guy,
John Ula?
Yeah, John Ula.
I talked to him, and I liked his books. I really did.
Cool. The Bubba one I might get just because it's a one-shot, so...
It's a one-shot, and it looks really interesting. They had a variant cover on that one too, but I like this. I like this cover. It's a werewolf holding this sexy chick over his shoulders, so it looked like something I wanted to read. Looked like one of my convention escapades. I'm getting Dynamite. I kind of skip because I get everything pretty much.
You getting that? Oh, you're getting them all. What's the deal of? Behind that Justice Inc. one, because that guy's been around a while, right?
Yeah, he's a pulp character. He's been around since like the 40s. He was called the Avenger. I knew him from DC because DC had Justice Incorporated, the Avenger, the comic book, in the 20 cents. Matter of fact, this cover is modeled after the exact replica of the DC comic.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's been around, and then they revived him again in, I think there was a comic called Justice Inc., which was a miniseries. He was in Dynamite, but then before that, he was in do you remember when DC launched all the pulp comics? I forget what they're called, but it had Doc Savage, all that pulp stuff. Well, Justice Inc. was a back... an 8-page feature in the back of one of those books, and it was good. I liked when DC was doing that pulp stuff. I thought it was fantastic, and I like the pulp characters, hence I buy a lot of the Dynamite. But that cover looks great. I love it.
Just to think. I wonder, I probably have. I just looked it up. So DC had Justice Inc. in 89. I think it was like the prestige format.
Yeah.
With art by Cal Baker.
Oh, no, I'm looking at this one called, let me show you what it is. Look up Justice. Sure that's,
well, they have a bunch of different ones.
No, so. Just look up Justice. Justice. No, that's the other, that's the Alex Ross thing. Don't look up that one. Justice Incorporated, 1975.
Yeah, that's the first.
I don't have issue 2.
But it looks like the 89 one, I actually do have that one because of the Kyle Baker art. And it looks like it's the same character.
The 81, 82?
No, 89.
Oh, I don't have this. I didn't even know about this. This was DC proper? Damn it, Bill! I have to order it. Fuck, you get me in the goddamn database and I found out I don't have this curvy cover for number 2! Oh, motherfucking shit!
Of which one?
75? The 1975 version. It's just 4 issues, and I have 1, 3, and 4. And 2, 3, and 4 have Kirby covers. And I don't have 2, and 2 is one of my favorite covers. It's badass.
That's an awesome cover.
Oh, my God. I don't have that, Bill. Son of a bitch. We got to rectify that right now. Let's see. Justice Inc.
I thought you were watching the movie. You don't like it? Hey, come back in here. You can find another DVD if you want.
There's got to be a Disney movie.
No, no R-rated.
Frozen. Frozen.
Hey, watch Frozen.
Watch the Scribblenauts. Harley! Oh, damn it.
So it was only the one issue of Kirby cover?
No, 3 issues. 2, 3, and 4, but I have the other 2. Do you see, are you seeing it? That's an awesome cover.
Yeah, but 4 has a Kubert signature on it. On the cover.
Does it?
Yeah.
Let me look at it real quick. That's weird because my database has Kirby.
I think it's a lie.
Yeah, that's Kubert.
I can't tell about the third one.
See, what I'm going to do there is I'm going to fix this. I'm
gonna correct it.
And I'm going to submit it as a fix live on Geek Brunch. Joe Kubert.
Because it has a Kubert signature and it doesn't look like Kirby art.
Yes, and I'm going to submit it. I'm going to go submit new or corrected data. Bang. It's sending data. We're going to lose our internet connection for a bit. Thank you very much for your help. Your data will be reviewed, and it'll appear in the next update. Thank you. Bill Bomer submitted
the
change through me to Comic Base.
I think I should get a free – what do you get for that? You get free, you get, free month?
You get these stupid patches, but I don't know what they do for you. I don't
– you get some kind of button?
But – I'm looking at the first appearance of Judo Master, so I don't want to lose my page there, but I'm reading Back Issue Magazine, and it's sucking me. I have like ADD, like back issues like you wouldn't believe. Like I'm like that fucking dog in the cartoon that goes squirrel. I get distracted. It's like I see something that I want. Oh, I got to look at this. Justice. Ink number 2. $4.95 or best offer. That looks pretty good. $2.75 or best offer. That's very good condition. I like the ones that say free shipping. That's the one that's really attracts me sometimes.
Yeah.
Ooh, this one is attractive because you could get 1 and 2, even though I already have 1, for the same price.
Decisions. And you're searching through using Comic Base?
No, right now I'm searching eBay.
Oh, eBay.
Oh, $1.61. Is there any of them that have free shipping? Well, that one's near mint. Ah, there's one. No, that's one and three free shipping. Well, I'm just going to write this down in the show notes so I can make sure I buy it afterwards so I could concentrate.
You just have to remember to get it before the episode is released.
Because you think the demand will go up?
Someone will, yeah, it'll probably triple in price.
Because of just me mentioning it, see?
The demand, yeah, the demand.
Yeah. That's the way things go. So, yeah, I got suckered into this just out of sheer curiosity, this Ultimate Night of the Living Dead bullshit, which says Rise 1, Home Number 1, and Z-Man. And they have nothing to do with Night of the Living Dead. The solicits are the weirdest.
No, because Night of the Living Dead is public domain, so anyone can do it.
Oh, but God, Bill Hemmes wrote it. He's the one that wrote that Xenoscope book that I've hated so much.
Yeah, you might want to... I had these on my initial list, but then I checked out their website and the previews for the comics.
Yeah.
I didn't like them.
Well, for some reason, well, you know my taste. What you think I would like them?
No. hey, do you remember in that last Bill Hemmes book? Did they use word balloons, or was it just like text boxes?
It was text box. It was pictures, full length pictures, and then it like a whole page. So the drawing took the whole page. And then there was words at the bottom, like they were telling you a story in a book. Like,
yeah, this is kind of similar to that.
Get the fuck out! I am going right now live on Geek Brunch.
You can check it out. Go to Double Take is the publisher. So you can check it out.
Double Take Publishing.
I don't know.
The ads look cool in the damn previews. Double Take. But I'm glad you were talking now, because after I read that Xenoscope Bill Hemmes book, I almost wanted to. I love comics, and that was no comic. This was like a children's book.
Yeah, no, I think that.
Did you go to the DoubleTakeUniverse.com?
Yeah, DoubleTakeUniverse.com.
All right, so we're going live.
And they have nice. Yeah, they have nice previews. I'll give them that.
Oh, it's eating my bandwidth. What the hell is this site you're taking me to? Sucks. Could I click on one of these? Ooh, this chick on the slab number one looks pretty good.
Yeah, and you'll see the same thing. It's full pages.
What is this? It's taking forever to load. What do they give you? Like the full... I just want to tap the arrow keys on your key. What the fuck is this shit?
It's a reader. Just check it out. Check out the first.
Oh my god! No, this I'm getting the fuck out.
It's cheap though. It's only $1.37 through DCBS.
Son of a bitch! I gotta rescue myself right now. That's a couple bucks I could save for something else for a rainy day. See, this episode has already been worthwhile. I found out I was missing number two of Justice Inc. And
balances out.
Yeah, that's balance. It's good karma.
You picked up, you dropped junk and picked up something good. Well, I shouldn't say junk. It could be an incredible book.
It could be, but this is not a comic book.
I don't understand why. This is a children's book word balloons. Format. Like, why change the combo convention?
But it's one-page things. It's not even panels. I need to get out of this really fast, and I don't remember.
I don't know if... Yeah, I don't know if when it's printed, if it'll be panels, or if it's just going to be... If it's just like...
If it's like that Xenoscope thing, I trust it now that I've seen it. I am out.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, if that's how it was in the Xenoscope, then I guess that's what you're going to get here. Full-page panels with tech, instead of word balloons, having the words at the bottom in text. little captions.
Order history, and it's still got a little eraser on there, so we are going to edit the order live on Geek Brunch. What is this shit called again? Rise. Let's search for this. Unfortunately, they're not in alphabetical order. Rise. Sister's Keeper. Your update, remove. Remove. Are you sure you want to? Yes, I do now. What is this other one? Home. Yeah, Control home. F. Home. Oh, I don't want to delete that one. I like that one. Home, lighter than air. Remove. You're making Barb happy too by doing this. I can't say that about a lot of things, but Barb gets happy when I'm removing stuff.
That's how you know how to make your woman happy.
I do. I just remove stuff.
Remove stuff from your order.
Remove. Okay, we're good there. I might as well just leave this open in case we run across something.
To add or delete.
See, that's what happens when you get suckered by, ooh, I didn't order this e-comics Pussycats number 2. That looks interesting.
Did you get number 1?
I think so. Oh, no, we have to add that. Pre-orders, other, and these guys are under e-comics. E-comics. Did you see that? That looks sexy, doesn't it? E-comics.
Yeah, it could be terrible.
It could be, but the cover's worth it, at least. It could be terrible. It's black and white, mature themes. There's got to be some nastiness in there. What else we got? Ooh, I forgot to order an Overstreet. Son of a gun. So this isn't... The remove doesn't balance the things I'm adding.
Those aren't my fault, though. Hey, did you read this Forager? By Palmiotti and Gray.
What is the premise of that? Is that the space one?
Yeah, the space one.
Let me check. It's not ringing a bell. I think I did.
Did you get
Forager? I'm pretty sure I get most of their stuff. No, yeah. I guess I haven't read it yet. I have it. I haven't read it.
Yeah, I was probably going to pick that up.
Matter of fact, I just got the new one. Okay, I got to get back on track here. Which is this cover? This soft cover book package, volume 1, 45, Bloodshot Exo Man of War cover. That's the one I'm going with. Buy.
It's save the Overstreet.
35%. Yep.
So why do you get the Overstreets?
I like to read them. It's a compulsion. I like to read the market. I like to know what the market's doing, even though I don't sell anything. It might sound totally weird to you, but I like to understand the market, mm-hmm. and I like to know how things are selling, and I like to know stuff, even though it doesn't pertain. Does that make sense? I like to be aware of my surroundings.
So you like to know? Do you like to know like the value of the stuff?
I think it's that.
Pay attention to the stuff that you might want to get.
I think it's both. Plus, it's interesting to read the. Have you ever? Do you have an Overstreet?
No, I don't think I've ever gotten one.
Well, I'd recommend looking at one to see if you like them, because the front matter stuff is really interesting, because what they are is they're comic book shop retailers writing into the Overstreet saying how what they've sold over the past year. They're kind of saying the stability. They're kind of telling you the stability of the market in that area and at their store. That stuff is what I really buy it for.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
I'm a weird dude. I really am.
Well, I know you're not the only person who collects these.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if they come out in hardcovers, there's a lot of people who are obsessive about these things.
I just wish they would have, like, an online one. Because...
A digital?
My database is a very conservative and not aggressive price guide. In other words, they're low, 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 low. Like if you look at my database and comic base and you look at the price and you compare it to what the market is, like eBay or any of the other sellers, it's way lower than that. And that's kind of why you need an Overstreet. If my database was a little bit more closer to the guide value, I would be inclined not to have to do it. But yeah, this is crazy stuff. This episode is unplanned and unscripted, man.
We're off the rails.
We're off the rails. But there were, you kind of saved me on that, but you also got me to order more stuff, so that's bad.
What's the comic market, Overstreet comic book marketplace yearbook? Is this something they do every year, or?
Yeah. I get those. The marketplace. Those ones are really good. I have one right here.
No, is that that's just articles, right?
Yeah, it's market articles, and there's a lot of interesting stuff in there.
Maybe I should get that.
This one here is the yearbook 20. Is that one a new one? Like, is it a 2016 model or what is that one?
This is 2014.
I have the 2014, 2015 here. I could tell you kind of what it has.
It's a resolicit from July.
Yeah, so like it has stuff on there about 75 years of Batman, an article. Mm-hmm. And it kind of tells you like what these things are doing in the market. It's got Batman covers, like guide covers. So it goes over like collectors of the price guide. All the Batman covers. It's got a story about Gotham by Gaslight. Jim Aparo's Batman. When the Bat Flew Alone. So there's a lot of Batman articles. But then it's got an article on the Fighting American, which is cool. Vampirella at 45, Wolverine at 40. All the different milestones of characters. Mm-hmm. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at 30 years. It's got stories about the 90s. Collecting art. The Fox and Archie's, Alex Toth. Judging a book by its cover. It's got an article on Eclipse. When is a crossover not a crossover? So there's like interesting articles in here. Collecting the rarest Valiants.
Hmm.
That is before the movie announcement. And then like we know Dan Moeller from Valiant Podcast. He was on it. And he collects original art. And he has an article in here. So that's kind of what the marketplace thing is. It's not like the stuff that I was telling you in the front matter of the guide where stores write in and tell you how to market. It's more like a bunch of articles, a bunch of milestones. Yeah. I don't get anything from Fantagraphics. I know that's probably something you look at pretty deeply.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm getting anything this month from them. Let me look quick. I'll probably get the Blubber number one. It's like a one-shot from Gilbert Hernandez. I like his stuff, so I'll get that. Oh, what is this? Oh, I didn't even notice this. What? Oh, The Art of Dan Klaus. I'm not really into art books.
Yeah.
I like comic books.
That's why I got rid of that one. I am getting this this thing that's in the book section because it kind of falls into the night that we spent in the hotel room reading about all those obscure characters.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about another night we spent in the hotel room. I was like, Mike, that's not for air, not for air.
Not for air. Do you remember that? The Regrettable Superheroes.
Yeah, I saw that. That looks very interesting.
I'm getting that.
Who's publishing that, does it say?
This is in the book section. It's Quirk Books. The League of Regrettable Superheroes. It's kind of like a historical book, which I like. I like that kind of stuff. Matter of fact, I was just reading Back Issue Magazine. And it's the Charlton one. It's fascinating article. This I did not know. The founder of Charlton was an Italian immigrant. He was a brick mason, and an effort to oppress his music-loving girlfriend started publishing inexpensively produced magazines that printed the lyrics of popular songs. Okay? He did that to impress his girlfriend. Well, you know what happened? Guess what happened?
I don't know.
He went to jail for copyright infringement for one year.
He got sued?
Yes, and went to jail. He spent a year in jail and met Edward Levy, another guy in prison for a lawyer. He was disbarred, and he was in prison. And they formed Charlton Publishing when they got out of prison. Absolutely fascinating stuff in here. Then it talks about how cheap they were. Like, they would lower the artist's rates, but they would give them some kind of benefit. It said they would give them freelance – he offered them freelance artist staff employment with some benefits. So they might have had, like, some kind of health insurance or something. But he lowered their page rate, like, dramatically. But this is like, great stuff, man. And it said how they bought their own printing press. These guys just – they literally printed their own comics. And they had these weird things like – and I remember this because I own a lot of the Charlton. And it's frustrating is you'd start with number one and then all of a sudden it would be 51. And then the other title would start at number one and it'd go to like 95. And you're like, why the hell are they doing this? And it's because they would launch one and then they would – say, well, this series took over another title, and that one ended at 94, and this is now 95. And it's just like crazy, crazy stuff. But if you look at the talent, they had like Dick Giordano like full time, like doing art, and he's like a big name, like huge name for that time period. They had Ditko doing Captain Atom. You know, they had big names. They had Aparo and O'Neill doing the Prankster backup. I mean, those are big names, man. Matter of fact, back when they're just starting out, probably, right? Yeah, I found the art of the Prankster, and I was like, oh my god, I gotta get this. I gotta get these issues. So not, I was like posting. Well, I think my next Dead Universe I'm gonna collect is the Charlton stuff, which I have a good portion of because I think I did it way back in the early 2000s, but I never finished it.
So why did they – or I'm guessing that the reason they jumped numbers is because they were competing with like series that have been around for a long time, so they wanted it to seem like
– yeah, it's like the opposite of what they do now. Like now you want to launch more number ones, but they were like, okay, we're going to go to number one, and we want to give them like some impression of longevity. Like right. False
make it
sense.
Seem, yeah, make it seem like it's been around forever.
We have been around forever. Come on board. it's really fascinating stuff. This back issue magazine, I highly recommend. I wish I had more time in the day to read all the articles.
Although, you know, haven't they done that with some modern stuff too, where they like reboot something and then call it number one, but then at some point revert back to the old numbering?
Well, they do that with Fantastic Four and all that kind of crap.
It's the Charlton model.
That's like an anniversary. Oh, we had like, what am I on issue like 900 of Deadpool? What the hell just happened?
Yeah,
it went from 24 to 900. Oh my god!
I know they've done that with some stuff. Like X Factor did that, didn't they?
I think all of them have done that at some point. Yeah. Marvel's notorious for that. DC, not so much, but I don't put it past them if they did it.
They may do it in the future when they decide to sync back up.
Yeah.
With the old stuff.
It's all about marketing, and it's all about how you think you can.
It's about the market.
Turn a quick buck.
Yeah, right now new stuff is hot.
It sucks though as a collector and somebody who's filing away comic books. It doesn't make very much sense because you're on a new volume, and the way I file it was with the new volume. I don't go back to first volume and file it in there because it's 900. You know what I mean?
Right.
I hate it. And it only makes sense story-wise that it just looks weird in your box as you go from 24 to issue 500. It just doesn't make any sense.
It reminds me, I was at a con a couple weekends ago, last weekend, I don't remember. And in one of the, one dealer had like, I can't remember, it was like $5 for $1, I think, boxes or something ridiculous. And there's a bunch of Ennis Punisher issues. And I never collected any of the Ennis Punisher run.
Yeah, that's a good run.
So I grabbed them. But then I brought them home. I'm looking through them and they're like, apparently they just kept bringing out new volumes because there's like three different volumes.
Yeah.
And they all look the damn same, the same creative team.
Yeah, but they're, you can't, it's, the numbers are different. So like you thought, oh, I have a full run now, and you really have part of volume one, part of volume three, and part of volume four.
Luckily, I think it was full runs of all of them, but or almost full runs anyway. But it was a pain to like sort through them to try and figure out like, okay, which volume is this? Because they look the same. They're all Marvel Knights Punisher and yeah. Dylan Palmiotti.
Yeah. What did you get them for?
I think it was $5 for $1.
Well, that's a good price, I think, for those ones.
Yeah, I got a lot of good stuff.
There's some really good deals out there. Oh, and then Titan Comics has the new Death Sentence. I don't know if you love Death Sentence as much as I did, but
I never read the full run of it.
Why?
I don't know.
You didn't like it?
I did like it. I just never.
No, it's remember. Because you forget. It's because you.
No, you're no it is not because I forget. Yes, I did not forget.
Yes, you did. No. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You forgot.
I think it might be because they brought out a hardcover and I was waiting for the softcover. But that could be a lie, too. It might have just been the month it was solicited. I was already spending too much money and couldn't fit it in.
Well, that's when you erase something you don't need from the Fantagraphics section.
That's when I take the SpongeBob off my list and tell my son it didn't ship that month.
Where's my SpongeBob? Oh, we didn't come in. Sorry, son.
They ran out. I'm sorry. Yeah, Death Sentence. We'll have to see.
That was a great series. It's a virus that infects people that gives them powers. That's amazing. I'm really impressed with Titan. I like their stuff. Enormous is back, volume 2. That book was really popular and
yep, we're hot.
The back market, yeah.
At least the first issue was, I guess all of them.
Yeah.
Yes, Death Sentence, they brought out a hardcover, but no softcover. What the? I'm waiting for the softcover. Oh, the hardcover hasn't even come out yet. Wait. Yeah, it has.
Yeah, it has.
The softcover hasn't. I'm waiting for the softcover. I knew I had an excuse.
No, that's not an excuse. That's a damn shame is what it is.
Feels good to be justified.
So I'm going to tell Barb that you had me remove some comics, and I added more because of you.
Don't tell her that.
Yeah, I'll tell her that. It's all Bill's fault.
Let me see if there's anything else on my list. Where'd my list go?
So many good things in this previews, though.
Yeah, it was a big month for me, unfortunately.
It was huge. Plus, they got the wall calendars. And the thing that I really love about the wall calendars is like these vintage calendars. And DC's getting into the business right now. But you got like the vintage Marvel and the vintage DC. Is these things turn into posters after you're done with them. And they're pretty good size posters.
What am I going to do with a poster?
Well, have you ever seen my office cube? My office cube is full of vintage comics.
I've only seen it in the background of photos. I've never seen an actual picture of it. So what do you? So you just? That's a good idea.
Yeah, makes me feel at least comfortable in stressful situations.
You're surrounded by comic books.
Yeah, you try to fake yourself out.
I work in a comic shop. That's what you tell yourself.
Yeah.
Everything's okay because. Oh, I might get this on page 260 from Famous Monsters.
I'm trying to Oh, I did that too. That looked good. It's the art and stuff looked. I ordered that. Yeah.
Gunsuit.
The one that I was on the Gunsuit. It had a 2-page spread in there. I liked it.
Yeah. I'll be picking that one up. It's interesting that Famous Monsters is comics are coming out. The art looks good.
Are you going to get Archie number one?
I am going to get Archie number one. But I'm just getting one cover.
Oh. And I'm getting some of these new number ones from Image, like Empty Zone. I think Empty Zone and definitely Airboy, because I love Airboy. Starve.
Yeah, Starve. Empty Zone. Empty Zone looked good. You going to get the Rob Liefeld one?
No.
There's a Brandon Graham one. I'll get that. I might get it. I'm not going to expect much of that. I'm going to get this Tales of Honor, Bred to Kill.
Are you really?
I just could.
I thought it was continued from the previous one.
I don't know. Might be.
I think it's based on a video game. Oh, novel.
I just like the creative team.
Matt Hawkins and Sajic.
Yeah. Tales of Honor. Yeah, based on a book.
I'm getting Astronauts in Trouble, even though
so
I
think
it's a print.
Even though what?
I think it's a reprint. I heard this company had been out before. This is AIT Planet Lar or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a reprint or a new thing or what. Well, it says a new home. Yeah, it might be. I've always wanted to check it out, though.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting it. Plus, it's got Charlie Adler art.
Yeah.
The ones I'm not getting is that 8-house Arclight, which you said you are getting.
Yeah, the Brandon Graham one.
Yeah, I'm not getting that one. That didn't look like it's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm not getting the Covenant. I'm not getting the Tales of Honor. I'm jumping on Elephant Man. I read a couple issues out of sequence and I liked what I saw, so this looks like a good part 1 of 5, so looks like a good jumping on point as any. And I'm getting the Sex Criminals Brian Lee O'Malley Triple X variant.
What? You're a Brian Lee O'Malley completist.
But I don't like Brian O'Malley. Why am I getting that? I gotta delete that.
Scott Pilgrim. You said you got sucked in by the Triple X.
I didn't like. Well, he's drawing now, so. And Scott Pilgrim, he did both.
True. So,
as long as I could tolerate the art, I'm good.
Well, he's just doing the cover, so. And then I'm going to pick up some of the image trades. There's a bunch of image trades.
Oh, there was a lot of hardcovers and stuff that I wanted.
And then you already mentioned the Archie Dark Circle stuff. They've resolicited S.H.I.E.L.D. number one.
Yeah.
Which is good because I passed on it the first time, but I want to get it, so
that's,
I'll get it the second time.
S.H.I.E.L.D. number one, SpongeBob SquarePants gets crossed out.
Lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
So you want to talk current comics?
Yeah, we've only talked about Pastaways so far.
I'm going to eat a graham cracker.
I'm going to get a cough drop. Entertainment at its finest. You saw a lot of live coverage today. Geek Brunch.
Behind the scenes.
Now you're going to hear him chewing live on Geek Brunch. And you're going to hear me. You're going to hear me sucking. I'll be sucking in the background. Harley, quit rolling in the grass and bringing the grass inside. Harley Quinn.
Okay, I'm going to talk about something that I don't know. I don't think you read or got. We'll see if you got it. Southern Cross number one from Image Comics.
I did get it because it's Becky Cloonan.
Becky Cloonan. You haven't read it yet?
Why would you think that I didn't get it?
I don't know. Because you've been cutting back on your Image number ones.
Does it sound like I'm cutting back on my Image number ones?
I should know better. When you say you're going to cut back on your Image number ones, it means you're not going to get all of them.
No, what you know, usually what it means is that I'm going to like drop two titles and pick up seven. That's what it usually means.
And then you'll pick up those other two later because you heard it was good.
Yeah, that's exactly. Who am I kidding? I'm not going to lie anymore.
That's right. You are who you are.
I need an intervention. That's what I need. Some kind of intervention. You can't even read all that. That's damn straight. I don't understand.
Okay, so I won't go too into this, but it was good.
No, go ahead. I just won't read it for a couple of weeks, and I'll forget everything you just said.
I won't remember half of it anyway. So this is a story. It's a sci-fi tale written by Becky Cloonan with art by Andy Belanger. I don't know if that's how you spell his name.
It sounds good. You're really good with Latin, so I'm sure.
Andy Belanger. Belanger. It's pronounced. It's about this young woman, probably, I don't know if she says how old she is, maybe in her early 20s, who is going to investigate the death of her sister. And her sister was working for this company that I think is mining on some planet. So she's going to go off to this planet and investigate her sister's murder. And well, actually she's going up there under the pretense of collecting her sister's stuff, but secretly she's going to try and figure out what happened to her and investigate it. So she gets on this like freighter ship that makes trips to and from this planet. And so this first issue is kind of her on this freighter ship. She meets a couple of the people on the ship. She has a roommate that she didn't know about. She meets the captain of the ship. And then we find out a little bit more about her sister and what might have happened to her sister. So it was good. The story was interesting. It's a good like sci-fi tale. And I really like the art. I'm not sure what this guy's done before, but he did a good job on the art. Which
I meant to read that before the show, but you never answered my damn email.
What I read? I know.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember what I read. And then I would have said this, but I figured you didn't have it.
What is the probability of me not having something? It's a very low if you're going to talk about something you got from the library or something in Fantagraphics or anything that they talk about in the Comics Alternative, then I probably haven't read it. Okay?
Beyond that, you probably have.
Beyond that, I probably have.
Yeah, so
if I haven't
good.
Read it, I probably have it. I think I ordered these things from Afterburn Press. The Freak Gods, Freaks and Gods number one. And Tempered Steel number one. I'm pretty sure I got them.
Where are you seeing these?
259.
I mean, is it in the current previews?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did order them.
I have to look on my list. Damn it, my stack of comics keeps falling over. I had to mess with it. Oh, I need a new room in my house just for comic books.
I do too. We should just move in together. Just have a big comic house.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
First floor can just be comics. Or maybe the second floor.
All the floors. What are you talking about?
Maybe the south wing.
That's my house right now.
You're a very forgiving wife.
Yeah. That I do.
Wait, now I have to look. 259?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
But they don't look like something in your wheelhouse. They look like more... Although the art looks like Kirby-ish. At least there's Kirby Crackle.
Yeah, what are they?
Freaks and Gods has some Kirby Crackle, and so does Tempered Steel. There's Kirby Crackle. I bought these comics because the background has Kirby Crackle.
You saw Kirby Crackle?
I didn't even read the damn solicits. I just saw number one. Whoa, there's Kirby Crackle in the background. We will see.
I don't even see him on my list. Oh, here we go. Freaks and Gods. Freaks and Gods was a maybe. I don't think I'm going to get Tempered Steel. And I'm not getting Blood and Roses.
That's because it's a number two. Why would you get it if you didn't get number one?
And it's a graphic novel, too.
Yeah.
Pope Hats is on that page. I'm getting Pope Hats number four. I'm sure that's in your order.
No.
Very excited about Pope Hats number four.
Short stories.
And you may enter.
You yes. rang?
Yeah.
You could have three.
Where are you going? The front or the back? Sure. So you can take the. Hey! Oh, she took off.
What were you going to ask?
I was going to ask her if she was going to take the cat out.
Oh, I guess the answer is no.
She might take the cat out. I don't know.
Why do you need to know? Because you got need to know look for it?
No, I was just going to tell her to take the cat out.
Does the cat come... Does the cat stay like in the territory or...
Well, she's on the leash, so yeah.
Oh.
We just put her on a long leash in the backyard. She runs around.
Just like you do your kids. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, the kids do. Well, I'm just using the same leash that I used to use for the kids when they were young, when they were toddlers. Look, I mean, like, you could say, you could complain about my parenting, but seriously, if I have to do a podcast, I got to do something with the damn kids.
Yeah, you put them on a leash.
So I put them on a leash in the backyard.
For 3 hours?
There's trees out there if they have to go to the bathroom.
Here's a bowl of water. You should be good to go. I threw five crackers out here for you to eat.
Yeah, so the art in the Southern Cross is awesome. But I think you kind of expect that because when a writer artist is just writing something, they seem to get good artists because they want. Because they know what to look for, you know what I mean?
At least know what they want.
Yeah.
Because Blackie Clunan's an artist herself.
Yeah, and they also have artist friends too. So there's this one. I kind of want to scan this one panel because it's so awesome. Can I do that in Skype?
Can you scan? I don't think there's a scan feature.
Can I scan in Skype?
You could take a picture of it with your phone, send it to me. Your sophisticated.
I don't have turn that.
The dial phone.
I got a new phone now.
Did you totally, really?
Yeah, I could post stuff. I got my phone is smart and everything.
You got a smartphone?
I did.
Who knocked you out to get you?
I had to have one eventually.
Well, now I can text you. I could text you now. Like, why are you late? Why are you late?
You could have texted me before.
Yeah, but then you don't answer back, or I get like a. N or a Y, and I'm not even asking a yes or no question. Why?
I'm gonna take a picture of this panel and I'm gonna post it somewhere. Live. I don't know if I could post it. I wonder if I could post it to the Geek Brunch Facebook page.
You can.
I'm gonna try it.
Well, the thing you can do is take a picture of it and then post, just load it up into Facebook if you have a smartphone. How do you think I do all my stuff?
You're sexting, you mean?
Yeah, my sexting. I wanna sex you up.
So what do you got to talk about?
I just want to say the Space Riders was a good straightforward story with Kirby art. Like the story is about this Capitan who gets decommissioned kind of, and then they need him back in to do his thing, and he becomes a space pirate. So yeah, it was a pretty good story. I like the story is pretty straightforward, but the art is amazing, and the colors. You know how you were talking about? It's just like in your face, psychedelic.
Yeah, it's really psychedelic art.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. I like Space Raiders. I was a big fan.
The writer of that is the guy who did shit. What's that? He did Boss Snake and the Captain Midnight or whatever it's called. I can't remember what this is.
Oh, he did Boss Snake, the one that you talked about.
Yeah,
I the Boss like Snake this, guy. Space Riders. I did dig it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading that one. Ah, son of a bitch.
I did I love.
Clicked the wrong button.
I did like Big Man Plants.
Cancel. Wrong picture. Wrong picture to post to Facebook.
Oh, no.
Oh, Big Man.
Big Man
Plans. Speaking of wrong picture to post to Facebook, Big Man Plans.
Why is that picture on your phone? That's the question. I can't believe you posted that. That's your junk. What are you doing?
I'm taking it down.
It was on Geek Brunch there for like 5 minutes.
No one saw it.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It disappears from people's feed, right?
Yeah, or it'll say content no longer available.
No longer available, yeah.
Yeah.
My junk is no longer available.
That was a close one, man. You would have had Geek Brunch like banned from Facebook. They would have taken down our site. I can't believe you did that. You posted
it was an accident. It happens. It happens all the time.
There's a reason you don't have a smartphone.
Yeah, I know. Son of a bitch, why did I ever
use it?
With great power,
it comes great responsibility. Great
responsibilities with dick pics.
Yeah, that's right. So, let me see what else I read.
Oh, you said Big Man Plans.
Big Man Plans. That was awesome.
I loved it.
But I've always liked Derek Powell, and the humor is still like goon humor, but it's a darker, more serious story about a dwarf who kind of has a tragic life. He has a father that loved him, a mother that hated him, and the mother left and the father died. And then the father would always say, at some point, you're going to have to take care of us. And he tried, but then they took the kids away and they took his sister away and they took him away.
Yeah. They were real young, right?
Yeah.
That happened.
And his life was pretty much crap until somebody in special force, he tried to sign up for the army. The army's like, what am I going to do with you? You're like 3 foot tall. I can't do anything with you. Well, this one guy saw value. He's like, well, if we send you to Vietnam and you go into the tunnels and kill the Vietnamese.
Yeah, become a tunnel rat.
Yeah, become a tunnel rat. And that's what he did. And it's weird because he seemed to seem like he had a mission. He was okay. Like he had a purpose in life. Yeah, purpose in life.
Well, he was useful.
Mm-hmm.
And he was awesome at killing people.
Yeah, he was. And he is a badass. Like,
he's got attitude.
There's one scene where he basically saying, you know, one thing I've never had problems with is having sex. Like, a lot of women want to have sex with a dwarf and or a small person. And he's in there, it looks like, with his pants down, and I think he's like eating this chick out, and then the boyfriend shows up and kind of pulls him out and is like, you know, little his dick is hanging out and everything, and he basically beats the shit out of the dude by like punching him, and because he's like at the level of that other guy's groin, and he just takes him out.
Punch him in the nuts.
Yeah. Plus, he's a vicious guy. He's been fighting in Vietnam for at least a year.
Yeah, he's a badass.
Yeah, he's a badass. I did like it. It's a tragic story, though. You kind of fell for him. He never could catch a break, really.
Yeah, it's basically about this guy who's been kicked his whole life, and then he goes off to the army and gets these abilities, and now he's going to exact his revenge
yeah.
on society. It was good. Of course, great art from Eric Powell.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
He is. I did dig Big Man Plans.
Yeah, it was good.
That was a good one. What else did I read? I read Poet Anderson, The Dreamwalker. Why did I read this? It's from Magnetic Press, because I'm a huge Blink-182 and Angels and Airwaves fan. I love them. And the one guy that's the singer, lead singer from that, Delange, Tom, is the writer. He's the co-writer. And it's illustrated by Degett, D-G-E-T, which is a very anime style. But if you're a fan of like Dreamscape, or you read the comic Night Mask about dreams, this is kind of like what that is. It sounds like he has a father and mother that are always working. And he's got a brother that they find this book of dreams, basically. And they call him lucid dreamers, which means that they can enter the dreamscape. They actually use like some kind of like candle incense to like knock them out. They enter this dream world where they can tell a difference between dream and not dream, where everybody else is actually in the dreamscape, and they end up in this adventure and just barely escape to get back out at the end of the story. But there's cool things, like there's night terrors and night stalkers, and you know, all the things that dreams are made up of. And him and his brother get into situations where they're potentially trapped in their dream, like they'll never wake up. But there's a dream walker that actually saves them and is able to get him up, and that's how they escape. But it looks like the kid poet is now addicted to going in there. What was that Kiefer Sutherland movie and stuff where they used to like...
Oh, Sleepers, I think.
Was it? No, it wasn't Sleepers. Sleepers was horror movie. This one was when they go into the dreamscape or knock themselves out and they'd enter into the past of their dreams and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Sleepers. I don't know. I know what you're talking about. I just can't remember the name.
Yeah.
You know, this it sounds like a similar concept to that Straczynski book, Dream Police.
Yeah.
Because in that one, it was the same thing. There were police who were going into dreams to help people. And
these ones are different, is that they are it's their kids, though. They're young kids.
Enter. Yeah, are they out there? Yeah, you can go check. All right, continue.
That was all I had to say, Poet Anderson.
Yeah, I didn't get that one because I'm not a fan of either of those bands.
Yeah, I know your music tastes aren't very good, but that's fine.
I'm highly evolved.
Yeah, you're highly evolved. You and your dick pics.
I took that down. There's no proof of that, and you, unless you quickly were able to do a print screen.
I should have done a print screen just to make you pay.
hold me hostage. I'm trying to find that. That Kiefer Sutherland thing you're talking about is called 24.
No. You're like really helpful.
Let's see. I don't see Flashback.
No.
Bright Life, Big City. Is that it?
Was he in that?
Apparently. I don't see anything of what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll find
you might
out.
Have made, you might have made this up.
I am not making it up. Matter of fact, I just need to go to the filmography here.
Flashback with Dennis Hopper.
Man, you're so out of it. He was the guy that was getting beat up in the dream.
Why here, I read a couple of comics that I think you've...
Flatliners! Thank God.
Isn't that what I said?
No. You were 24. You were so off. Flashbacks, what you said. Sleepers. Sleepers.
What the hell is Sleepers? I don't know. Oh, that's a Kevin Bacon one. Flatliners. Sleepers and Flatliners are different movies?
Kevin Bacon was in Flatliners, too. He was the one that was a bully, and he was having haunted dreams about the girl he used to bully.
He was like the main guy, or one of the main guys.
Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland
was Sleepers, then.
Invented it. I don't know what you're talking about. Sleepers is a... I thought it was
a gangster movie?
No, it was a horror movie. I just don't remember what it is.
After a prank goes wrong, a group of boys are sent to a detention center where they are brutalized. 10 years later, they get their chance for revenge.
There you go.
That's not the movie I was thinking of. I've never seen Sleepers.
I think I have. I just don't remember it. Robert De Niro and Kevin Bacon? Yeah. Yeah, I think I've seen this thing. We got Brad Pitt and Jacek Patrick, Dustin Hoffman. It's a big,
yeah, big names,
big cast right there. Maybe that's what you should check out at your library, so I'm you sure. can watch it and then say I watched Flatliners.
I'll add it to my list. Flatliners. I have seen Flatliners. Ironically, I've seen Flatliners and not Sleepers.
I've seen them both, but I distinctively remember the plot for Flatliners, and I remember it pretty well. Sleepers, I don't remember. God, I don't remember anything about it.
Award nominated Sleepers. So I read a couple comics that I can't remember if you talked about this one or not. Princess Leia number one. Did you talk about that already?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I read it.
Talk about it.
I liked it. So, yeah, I give it a thumbs up. So by Mark Waid and the Dodsons, I thought it was it was actually one of my favorites of the three that have come out, or four that have come out. So this one obviously just follows Princess Leia. I liked it because it tied well to the movies too, because it seemed like it was like.
Right, yeah, after the destruction of Alderaan and her living with the death of her parents.
Yeah, so
her her conflict with that other fighter pilot that was a very loyal to the
her mother.
To the mother and father, to royalty.
Yeah.
And she basically thinks that Leia doesn't give a shit about her own lineage.
Right, doesn't care about her planet anymore.
Yeah,
the culture of her planet. So I thought an interesting take on a direction to go with the Star Wars story.
Yeah,
like I heard a lot of people inner conflict.
Complain about the art, but I liked it.
I liked it too.
Yeah, I liked it that it wasn't as refined as the Dodsons usually draw.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that.
But I liked it. It worked.
Yeah, I thought it was fine for what it was, and. I think the more refined art is fine if you have lots of time, but if you're going to do a monthly book, there's going to be limits to what you can do. Mm-hmm. And I thought what they did do looked good, so I enjoyed it. I liked it. It was one of my favorites of the new Star Wars stuff. An interesting look at Leia and the fallout of what happened in the movies.
Yeah.
And I also read you've talked about this on other shows of yours. Ninjak number one.
Mm-hmm.
From Valiant. By Matt Kint once again.
That's so damn good.
And art by Clay Mann. It was very good. It's a nice spy story. The art was really good.
I really like the flow of it. Like it tells you like what he's doing contemporarily, at the same time telling you flashbacks of him as a boy.
Right.
And then actually correlating what the boy and him as an adult are going through. Like there's a scene there where he has to infiltrate an organization. That's his whole mission. And the organization is just really weird, because the guy has to gain your trust. And in order to do it, he makes you do weird shit. Like he basically says, okay, you're going to get up there and you're going to sing for me. Okay, now you're going to take off all your clothes, and now you're going to sing. And now I'm going to kick you out of here naked. And if you don't show up at 8 a.m. here tomorrow morning, and I'm going to drop you in the middle of Tokyo, and if you don't show up, find your way back here by 8 a.m., the deal's off. I won't even talk to you. And so he comes back with his little skinny jeans and his half top that he stole from like some teenagers on a moped, and takes a moped and gets back there. But the last test is for him to get beaten to shit. And it doesn't faze Ninjak, because he's pretty badass, and he just wants to fight back. But in this case, he's undercover, and he has to just take the beating. Well, at the same time that that's happening, it shows his butler or his Alfred or whoever you want to think about it, his caretaker, mm-hmm. finding out that he snuck out of the house, and he's pulling out the belt just to beat the shit out of him.
He snuck out of the house to watch kung fu movies.
Kung fu movies. And then you learn. Yeah, just such a good story. I just dug it, everything about it.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. The one weird thing, and it seems like, I don't know if this is something Valiant's doing now, is these backup stories.
I think that's just Matt Kent doing them.
Okay. Because there's like a backup story of him like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Like when he was being more like a being trained to be an undercover agent.
Yeah, when he's just starting being a spy.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about those backups. I think I'd rather just have a longer story.
Yeah. And they introduce a badass character in this, Ruku. And she's like interesting as hell. And what did you think of the art? Like when she actually is fighting Ninjak, and she like flips in the air and she kicks up the gun, shoots him like a couple times in the arm, which is bulletproof. And then she like throws the cartridge.
Yeah, the cartridge, and shoots it.
And then shoots the cartridge. Just badass. And then she's got this genetically enhanced hair. It's like cutting through his blade.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
his knife.
It was awesome.
It was. I like the art a lot, and you're right. He did a real good job of capturing the action sequences.
Incredible action sequences.
Yeah,
it was like thematic, wasn't it? Like you're at a theater watching it. Oh, it was great. She's a great character. I look forward to seeing more of her. And he's there not as a competition, but he's there to free her for this mission, because she's the bodyguard of the guy they need to infiltrate.
Right. Yeah.
Cannon. Because that organization is the Weaponeer organization, and they supposedly have 7 tiers of leadership. Right. And Cannon is the only one that they've been able to infiltrate and know that he's part of the 7. And a lot of agents have died trying to infiltrate the organization. but it's such a good comic.
Yeah. My only complaint about it is it seemed like it was too easy for him to get into
Russia.
The organization.
Yeah, like from outside. But I think they established before that we're already going to set you up with this alias and give you all of the past information so they know everything about you. So like,
Right.
I think he got there and they already knew everything about him, even though it was falsified.
I would have expected, and maybe they'll do this in a future issue where they, I would expect them to send him out on a mission of some sort and have him do something. Yeah. Like what do they do in the movies? Like, in, if you want to get into the mob or whatever, they send you out and you have to kill someone.
Yeah. But it looked like he was already knee-deep in his objective because they were like, okay, what do you want us to build? Because that's why he was trying to get in the organization to build a weapon.
Well, I guess he already...
To attack
saved,
America.
He already, yeah, he saved the girl, though, so I guess that was kind of his...
Yeah.
So I guess it makes sense. But other than that, I enjoyed it.
I read another number one.
What'd you read?
No Mercy. No by Mercy. Alex DeCampi and Carla Speed McNeil.
Ah.
This was... Did you buy it? It was an Image book?
Yeah. I either don't have it or I haven't read it yet.
This was... I guess I didn't read the solicit very well, but it was a surprise to read because it was very strange for a comic book. It's a bunch of teenagers that decide to go to Central America. Like, before you're going to college, like, let's go help another country build schools. So these high school kids fly down to Central America. They're met up with a nun. And they're like, we are going to go help build some schools. But there's parts of Central America that are very dangerous, so they have to be very careful. Well, they get them into this really shoddy bus. They don't fly them directly into the area they need to be in for such a weird reason other than there's like – I mean there's – the nun says that there's too much political – violence going on that they can't get them flying closer to the place, so they have to get into a bus and drive a day's worth, I think it was 24 hours worth of driving to get to their location. And when they get there, when they arrive, they find that they're going to get into this weird like Partridge Family bus. It's like a weird bus looking thing. And there's another guy that they're all supporting with these kids that looks like some kind of drug cartel guy that knows the nun. And she's like, you're not getting on this bus. And he's like, I already paid my way. And they just get on this bus and they actually get in a car accident in a weird part of Central America. And that's where they leave you off. It's like, how are these kids going to survive? I don't even know how they survived the crash, because when you're in a bus, you're not wearing a seatbelt.
Right.
And it looks like they went over a pretty good-sized cliff. And it looked like there was one student that couldn't move, that they needed to like move like with some kind of contraption, and the rest were able to move on their own. And that really surprised me, because the cliff, the way the artist depicted it, it looked like a big cliff. Like, you would have seen these guys dead, like half of them at least.
Mm-hmm.
But the nun is like, we got to get out of here. This isn't a safe place. And then the teenagers are freaking out. And one of the teenagers is obsessed with their phone, kind of like you. Now that you have a phone, you can't get away from it.
Wait, sorry, what were you saying? I was just checking something on my phone.
Yeah, see, I knew it. He got a smartphone. Yeah. Can you believe it? And he doesn't know how to use it. He sent me some pornography by accident. He put it on. He says, I'm going to post a picture of this comic on Geek Brunch so people could see it. And he posted something really nasty. Luckily, we caught it in time.
Yeah, thanks for telling me.
Yeah, we could text him now.
Yeah, if Barb accidentally gets some inappropriate texts, then tell her it was an accident.
If you get inappropriate text, it was an accident. It was meant for me.
I clicked on the wrong name.
Clicked on the wrong Myers. Yeah, but I think you're going to like it. Because you've mentioned Carla Speed McNeil before, right?
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
You like her.
Yeah, she's the Finder series. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to reading it.
And you're starting to learn the personalities of all these characters that are on the bus. Like one is like a brother and sister, and one of the guy hates his sister, but she speaks really good Spanish. And one of the other characters is like this high schooler that's been to other countries like India and stuff like that. Like, and he said that he's never had to use a dollar in his life. In other words, he knows how to live off of nothing, mm-hmm. which is a pretty interesting skill to have. You know what I mean? If you know how to survive off of no dollar, yeah. You know, that's what he claims anyway. But it should be an interesting series. I'm looking forward to it.
Cool.
What do you got?
I don't know if I have any other comic books. I did read Detective Comics 35, and I was going to read 36, but I didn't have time.
That's kind of behind, isn't it?
This was, yeah, from, well, 36 is January.
Well, they're already up on 40 now. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so about right.
From a few months back. It's good. I like the first. I like 35. It's about Bruce Wayne is going to take a vacation, and he gets to the airport, or he's on the way to the airport when a plane crashes into the airport. And then he's investigating. Batman goes into the plane to investigate what happened. And everyone on the plane is dead from some virus. It was good. Now I have to read the second half. It's a two-parter. That's why I got it. Two-parter.
Yeah.
With art by...
Get in and out.
Yeah, art by John Paul Leon. Which I like. Very dark and gritty.
Mm-hmm.
Looked beautiful.
I read Puppet Master number one.
How was Puppet Master number one?
I enjoyed it. It was a dangerous Action Lab, Danger Zone. Sean Gabarin is why I bought it, actually. Because right. I never watched the...
The movies,
yeah. So I'm not too familiar with it, but it seems like they have an historical basis. Is this guy was creating puppets, and they almost like start developing personalities, and whatever he's doing, and the Nazis want that personality, and he ends up killing himself, and it's like his spirit and stuff is in these puppets, and they somehow end up in this like hotel or something way back, and these teenagers it falls into that horror paradigm, right, where the teenagers go visit some place because it's a cool place to visit, but it's haunted, and it has the tropes of the usually have like a bunch of cool guys and you have one guy that's by himself. In other words, you have a bunch of couples that are going out to some hotel to have sex and stuff like that. And then one guy that's just there by himself. And he's like the clown guy. He's the guy that's going to die first. Right. Mm-hmm. But, it is really well done. I mean, it did feel like a horror movie. That's for sure. You know, like a 90s or 80s horror movie. And I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to seeing the next issue. I thought it was well done.
Cool.
And then the one other number one. Let's see. Ooh, Joe Frankenstein continues to blow my mind. I dig that. Lady Killer. Oh, man, that was good.
I read the first one of that.
I fell in love with that. The art is amazing, at least for me. For my eye, I thought the art was just mind-blowingly good.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
You like that art? No. Yeah. No, that's Joel. I like Joelle Jones' art. So.
Yeah, I've never seen her art before. What else has she done?
She's done some books with the writer Jamie Rich before. I don't remember the names of them, though.
It's funny. Let's see. She done some Batman 66. I should own that. I'd be able to see that.
I didn't know she did Batman 66.
She did one issue. Fables. Helheim. Okay, I did see her art before.
Oh, yeah, she did Helheim. That's right.
I read Helheim.
Yeah, she did Helheim.
House of Night. I never read that. That's a dark horse. That might be some I seek out now. I liked her art that much. She did some Madam Xanadu and Pop Gun. You probably read some of that Pop Gun shit.
Yeah.
It's in your wheelhouse. 12 Reasons Why I Love Her.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the one that I've read that.
That's the one that you read.
Yeah.
That's the rich one. So, yeah, we go to our expertise of independence here. And he knows his shit.
I just can't remember the names of them.
Yeah.
12 Reasons Why I Love Her. That was it. I totally forgot she did Helheim, though. That was, yeah, that's the most recent thing that she did.
Mm-hmm. That was good. That was the barbarian zombie guy, right?
Right.
The guy who was brought back from the dead. I think that was Cullen Bunn in her, right?
Yeah, Cullen Bunn. Yep.
That was an enjoyable series. All right, so what else we got?
I don't know if I have any other comic books.
Well, we can go into other media. We can go into phones now if you want. Talk about phones. Phone apps and let everybody know about your new parroting phone app.
My what?
Your parenting phone app.
Oh, my parenting. I thought I said parroting. Hey, you say something into the phone and it says
and it
back
repeats it back.
It's awesome.
Polly wants a cracker? So what made you decide to get a new phone? Is it just that they didn't support phones like that anymore? And they're like, you can't have this anymore.
No.
You decided you needed it.
I decided it was time.
Uh-huh. Did Melanie already have one?
Yeah, she had one for a while.
Yeah.
But I decided that it was about
was
time.
Was it peer pressure at your work? Like, people were like, what the
laughing.
Hell? You got this flip phone. You just got tired of being ridiculed.
I got tired of having to use my phone in secret.
Yeah.
So that no one would make fun of me and point at me and laugh.
They would like go up to you and say, look at that guy with the flip phone. Let's give him a wedgie. And you got tired of those underwear right up your butt. And you say, I can't take this anymore.
Can't take it anymore. I need to join the 20th century.
Do you know how to use it? Well, obviously not.
I know completely how to use most of the features. There's still some stuff I don't know how to do.
Like post pictures.
I know how to post. I posted pictures using
you
it
sure,
before.
You sure did.
How to delete pictures once you post them. So that they never have existed in the first place.
You know how I post a lot of like what I read on Facebook? You know one feature it really does? Like when I'm dragging and dropping an image from a folder into the Facebook, sometimes it auto-tags people. It's so weird. I don't tag anybody, but it'll like put it'll somebody.
Auto-tag?
Yeah.
I know on the website it'll let you like... Well, it lets you like... Yeah, it does the same thing. But it'll let you like not tag them, right?
Well, if you catch it in time, it just makes tags. No, I'm talking about I picture a cover of a comic book, and it just randomly picks somebody that I'm following and tags them in it. Yeah.
Why? Because it thinks it's a picture of them?
I have no idea what algorithm's doing that. I showed Barb this morning that it did it. I posted a comic book, No Mercy. I said, I read this. It was really good, blah, blah, blah. And it tagged for no reason Phil Jimenez and God, I can't remember the other name it tagged. It was like Ed Moore. And I'm like, what the fudge is it doing?
Wow, that is strange. Yeah, I didn't know it did. I know it does faces, but I...
And I follow this guy on Facebook that's into like retro film. Like that's his thing, is he posts a lot of picture of old actors and stuff. And up until today, it was always him that was being tagged. And I'm surprised that he hasn't like removed me because I've accidentally tagged him.
Tagged him,
but it just so happens to be that when the tags actually happen, I was posting like retro covers like of the 40s. So
So it was applicable.
Well, and the only way I caught it, well, now I'm more like looking for it, but there's a couple times that I didn't catch it, and I'd find out like I got like 7 likes from people I don't know. Like, who are these people?
Okay.
And then it says these are friends of this guy. And then I'm like, well, how did they see my picture? I have all the security that you need on this Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, I tagged him. How did that happen? I didn't tag him. Facebook just decided to tag him. Yeah. That's
bizarre. Oh man. I hope no one was tagged when I accidentally posted my wiener.
I hope no one. Well, at least you were fast.
That's right.
Moving it.
So they'll just get notification, but then picture will not be available.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Such a weird picture, though. It's like you won't know what it is unless you're looking for it.
Well, I was gonna say I couldn't get the camera far enough away.
You were trying. It looks like you were trying to take it at a weird angle, and trying to make it as big as possible.
Well, I feel the best coverage is from underneath.
Yeah, I was like, there was chode there. What the hell's going on? I don't understand.
I just hope it didn't tag Daryl. Or maybe I do. Just think about it.
Your donut things are like a really interesting thing, because I'll like get a post from Keith Knudsen and people every time there's people like eating a half donut at work or something like that. It's just like, is Bill Bomer here? He just texted me like on Friday, and somebody ate a quarter donut. A quarter of a donut. Like, cut it really perfect and put the donut back.
Excellent. They probably have my new app.
Your donut app?
My donut app.
You put in your weight and your size, and it tells you how much of the donut you're allowed to eat.
You're allowed 1/4 donut.
So what have you watched?
I watched the movie that is called Interstellar.
Oh.
Starring some dude.
Kiefer Sutherland and Brad,
Kiefer Sutherland, Brad
and
Pitt.
Kevin Bacon.
What? Why do I? Son of a bitch. How? What is this?
What are you talking about?
I never saw this movie.
Interstellar?
Interstellar. Wait. By Christopher Nolan. The star of Batman movies. Actually, did you see this movie?
No.
Interstellar.
I understand the premise. It's like they run out of food and they have to go off planet to find other sources of food, right?
Sort of. Yeah, so it takes place in the future where they don't really explain what happened, but it seems like we've kind of run out of water. So all the lands are drying up. So the whole world is becoming kind of like a desert. So, and plant life is no longer able to survive. Like, it starts out where the corn crops are dying, and I don't remember if they say specifically, but I'm guessing it's a combination of the drought and then different bacteria or whatever killing things. So, so basically, we're at the point of society now where we need to leave the planet because it can no longer sustain life. So they're looking for another planet to move to. But it's interesting the way it's told, because when the movie first starts out, you don't get that part of it. Like, the first half hour is just set up where you are following the Matthew McConaughey character and his life, because he's an ex astronaut, I guess. But at this point in the future, it's gotten to the point where the space program is no longer in existence, because obviously funding has gone, all government funding has gone to food production, trying to solve the food problems, and people don't want to spend money on, you know, going into space anymore. So it's kind of the concepts in the movie are believable, because you can see how society would, that's how we would probably react to it. And I mean, even nowadays you see it happening, right, where people don't want to spend money on NASA because they think there's more important things to spend the money on. So then it goes from there and turns into a space movie after that. It's really good, though. I really liked it a lot.
Cool.
The only thing I didn't like is at the end there was one part that it didn't make sense to me, but beyond that, I liked it a lot.
What didn't make sense?
One of the characters, one of the girls in the movie said something that I don't know where she got that information from. Like, it was information she shouldn't have had, so I don't know. They didn't explain where she got that information from.
From one of the guys.
But it's information she shouldn't have gotten. She shouldn't have been able to have that information, so.
No, but she asked, it leaked to her. Not one scene.
No, but no one else knew about it. Well, only one other person.
I know, but that person accidentally leaked the information.
No, they never talked. They never talked before that.
No, but don't you remember the thumb drive? You didn't see the scene with the thumb drive.
They don't have thumb drives in the future.
They do. They have big toe drives. They're not called thumb drives.
And I was trying to think of another name for it. I was going to say butt drives, but that doesn't make
sense. That's hair drives.
Like butt drives. You just plug it right in.
You can plug it right into the hole and you process it right direct into your brain.
That's right. Sucked into your brain.
It's a USB port in your asshole.
Where else are you going to stick it? Future is awesome.
Yeah. Interstellar. I didn't watch anything. I don't even know what the TV is. Or any movies.
Oh, and can you believe in Daredevil episode number 5 what happened? I can't believe they killed... What?
No, we're not talking Daredevil. What are you talking about?
In episode 7, it kind of went downhill, I thought. I mean, when Daredevil's mother got raped.
What?
I haven't watched any of them yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid spoilers. It's kind of hard, but
I know, it keeps getting mentioned everywhere.
Yeah, like, leave me alone. And it's even worse because people could watch the whole damn series. It's not like they could watch for 2 weeks behind. They'll tell you who died and who lived, and the season's over.
I know, they'll tell you the cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need to watch that, though. I haven't started it yet.
I watched The Flash. I got all caught up on that. They had Mark Hamill on it. Are you watching it?
Yeah, I'm just behind. I'm caught up on S.H.I.E.L.D., which I haven't been too hot on S.H.I.E.L.D. this season.
Yeah, I don't watch that.
And I'm caught up on... Well, I don't know if I'm caught up, but I've seen the last few Arrows.
I'm too behind on Arrow. And you don't like Arrow. Why are you watching that?
Melanie watches it.
Oh, she's got good taste.
So I'll watch it if she's watching it.
Yeah.
She likes all those soap opera type shows.
Manly shows. Ones that make you grow.
The ladies like.
What do you mean ladies like them? Barb doesn't like them.
What are you trying to say, Mike?
I don't know.
Barbara's not a lady?
What are you trying to say, Bill?
Where's my phone? I'm going to text Barb.
You got a text Barb?
Except for I don't have her phone number in this phone.
Did you maintain the same phone number?
Yeah, the same phone number.
Okay.
But it didn't maintain my contacts. So I had to...
I'm scared to text you because I don't want pornography popping up on my phone.
That gives you a good excuse. I don't know where it came from. Bill keeps sending me this stuff.
Why is it in the cloud? I never put it there.
Bill keeps loading up my cloud. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Why is my cloud not protected?
I did read a book.
Are you serious?
Yeah, a book.
We don't cover books on the TV. Ever since Michael left, we're not covering anything.
No books allowed. I don't remember what the book is called, though.
Did this have words?
Yeah, it had words. Word text.
There was no pictures?
There were some photos. It was a non-fiction book.
Oh, what did you read?
I don't remember what it's called now.
Journeyman?
The Disaster Artist. That's what it's called. The Disaster Artist.
Okay.
And it was very interesting. It's a nonfiction book about... So it's written by an actor who became friends with this guy who... wanted to get into the movies, and he had a bunch of money, so he decided to make his own movie and spend like millions of dollars on this movie. And he didn't know anything about making movies, but he thought he knew everything about making movies. So he ended up making what people say is one of the worst movies ever.
Is it Ed Wood?
No, it's not Ed Wood. And the movie he made is called The Room.
Huh. Never heard of it.
I hadn't either, but apparently he like rented out a theater in Hollywood and showed the movie for like 5 years and had like a giant billboard for it.
The same movie?
Yeah, the same movie.
So this guy's a rich guy that decided he wanted to make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Spent millions on it and then showed his movie for 5 years and nobody, like, who bought tickets for it? Nobody?
I guess people went to see it, but just because it was so bad. Like, to make fun. It came to become like a.
Like an Ed Wood thing.
Yeah, or like a Rocky Horror Picture Show type thing. Where you just go to say the lines out loud with all the other people and throw things at the screen. I have not seen the movie yet. I've seen clips from it on YouTube and it's pretty bad.
Huh.
But it's an interesting book. It's quite fascinating.
What happened to him? What time period?
It's modern times. I think they did the movie in like... it was either the late 90s.
Is he still rich?
I don't know. He's still around. Because they have a website where he sells the movie.
Is that the only movie he's done?
It looks like he did a documentary as well.
Oh.
I think that's all he's done. It's good. It was an interesting read. I like reading about people with screwed up lives.
Makes you feel better?
Yeah, it makes me feel good about myself. So did you read any books?
I started to. On the plane, I started to read that Wonder Woman one. And I got so distracted by his writing that I couldn't finish it. I got to like 60 pages in. And a lot of it, he was talking about Freud. Like, he was talking about other psychiatrists and stuff rather than the creator of Wonder Woman, Molston. And I just got disinterested by because it read like is a bunch of notes. It read like you were reading somebody's notes before you polished it.
All right.
At least to me it did. Mm-hmm. And that's what took me out of it. I mean, it had some interesting facts in there, and I enjoyed reading facts, but it didn't read like fluent. It wasn't like, oh, here's a good paragraph, or I don't know. It's just hard for me to read. Plus, there were no pictures, so I got frustrated.
Are there like photos or something?
There's an occasional photo. Like he goes through great detail about trying to show like what was happening in the Wonder Woman comics, like what this represented, like but then he doesn't have all the photos so you can follow along. He'll have like one photo maybe, and then he'll talk about it some more, and he says in this panel he's doing so and so, but then you don't have the panel to see what he's talking about. So I didn't like that part of it either. There is some interesting things in there. I mean, especially about like feminism and like he's looking at it totally from like a scientific standpoint. And some aspects it looks like he's reading too much into it. In other aspects, he could be right. You know what I mean? I don't know.
All right, it's just his conjecture, yeah, or whatever.
I'm gonna try to force my way through it. I'm gonna try to like read 10 pages a week or something just to keep till I finish it. But no, I don't usually read books. I read back issue magazine. I guess that's prose.
It's text, yeah.
But there's pictures. Yeah, I don't know about TV. I haven't watched much other than I finished Comic Book Man. I got caught up on that. Got caught up in Flash. I'm all caught up on that. Arrow, I'm 2 episodes behind. We got caught up on Always Sunny. We saw the season finale of that. You're missing out on that show, but you can't watch it.
No, I gotta.
I think it's on Netflix, though.
Yeah, it might be. Let me look it up.
The latest season is not out, obviously, but I think last season was there. I think you missed a couple seasons.
Yeah, I think I'm a couple of seasons behind. Netflix. Why isn't it coming up? Oh.
Forgot to pay your bill.
Forgot to pay this month's bill. Well, there it is.
We could start like live streaming Daredevil right now.
Yeah, it looks like they have a bunch of the seasons. 9 seasons. Yeah. So yes, I need to do that. I should find out where I left off and get back on board.
I think we're caught up on Modern Family minus 1 episode.
Yeah, I'm caught up on that.
I really liked the episode of Modern Family where they did the like the Facebook live chat stuff.
Oh, that was awesome.
Off of Claire's laptop? That was amazing.
Yeah, that was so creative.
It?
Yeah,
that was very creative.
Yeah, that was a great episode. Yeah, so they had it. Claire was on her laptop, and then she kept like getting like Skype or whatever, or FaceTime or whatever.
She'd call her dad and call her brother on FaceTime. And the parts that made me laugh is when she'd call the husband and he wasn't aware of that she could see him. So she's like, Tell your mom that I'm busy. He's playing a video game because he got like a new brand new video game. He says, tell your mom I'm in the shower. Tell your mom I'm busy. She can see him right there. Yeah,
yeah, that was a good one. That was,
it was really well creative. Yeah. And then there was a Modern Family too, where they had that drone. Did you see the drone one?
Yeah, I don't remember the details of that one, but yeah.
The drone was
still had a drone, right?
No. There was some.
Oh, it's where. Yeah, someone was. Oh, that's right. They're getting attacked by a drone. Or it was taking pictures of the women at the pool.
Yeah. What is her name? The girl, the sexy one? Gloria. She was sunbathing out there, and the drone would always go out there and take pictures of her. And they're trying to shoot it off one time. And the one father. I can't remember his name either. Phil had these big shorts because he borrowed them from the father-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't keep them strapped. So, like, the drone was taking pictures of him, and his pants had fallen down. And then he, like, tripped over and fell into the pool. That was hilarious. And then there was one time that his son cracks me up. He actually tried to lure the drone in so they could take it down, and he like dressed up in a bathing suit outside and tried to lure the drone in. They ended up chasing it. It was a funny episode. I like Modern Family. It's pretty fun and creative.
Yeah, I agree. That's one of the ones that we I've watched on a consistent basis. And I'm still liking that Backstrom show.
Backstrom? Is that the one that's on Amazon?
No, that's a network show.
Oh.
That's the one with Dwight from The Office.
Who plays
alcoholic detective. I still like it. I like his character. He's good. I like him. So you want to do food? You must have eaten many different foods while you were visiting the different countries in the Epcot land.
We ate in Japan, and that was good. And other than that, I ate a lot of desserts. I ate like huge donuts, and like this donut, you would have killed you. It was a huge donut with pink frosting on it, and I think it was way too much for you. But I manned up, and I ate that donut.
Didn't they have a giant donut in Simpsons Land?
Yeah. That's how big this donut was.
Okay, yeah, I
ate that. I you manned ate the whole up. Thing? I ate the full thing.
That's like 9 donuts.
I don't care.
I would have been able to eat maybe a 12th of it.
You would have taken a couple of bites and then shared it with your family.
Yeah, I'd share it.
Not me. I'm like,
this isn't meant to be shared.
I'm like a dog protecting his food. This is my donut.
Stay back. Like,
we ate at one of Mike. Those.
Uncle Mikey, can we have a bite? No! Get your own.
We ate at Medieval Times, which was like, you have no silverware. You have to eat everything with your hand.
Yeah, I've never been to Medieval Times, even though we have one right near us.
Yeah.
I don't think they have much vegetarian stuff. I don't think they have any fish there either. I don't think I'd want to eat their fish.
They have chicken. I think that's it. You can't order. It's not like a menu.
They just bring you?
You get a big old piece of chicken, which you have to like eat with your hands. And then there's a big potato. Barb says they have vegetarian options. So they have you could get a plate of grass if you want. Like, they usually feed that to the horses, but you're a vegetarian.
They say, hold on a second. Then they take the plate down to where they have the animals.
That's right.
Load it up. Here you go.
It's actually their poop. They like mixed it up and they say, okay, here's your vegetarian.
It's a bunch of hay. And I say, hey, there's a little piece of poop in here. Oh, sorry about that, sir. They just pick it out. Here you go.
That's medieval times. That's the way vegetarians ate.
That's how they ate back in the...
They ate grass and poop.
Here is your poop grass. There's poop in here. Yes. Vegetarian poop.
We had the funniest night. He was so happy. He was the only guy smiling. Like, he had all these badass nights, and our guy was just like trotting around his horse with this big smile. And he got his ass kicked.
Of course.
Pretty early on. But the one guy that looked the most badass, you know, you're like this knight is going to be badass just because he's mean as hell. And he got his ass kicked the first round too. It was all staged. I think they choose a different knight every night.
Yeah, they probably rotate. Because if you're going every night, you probably don't want to see the same show every night.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to see it more than once, but it's good. It's good for the experience, but you can get a veggie plate. Barb said you could get some poop. You should go. If you do go, I would like to see a picture of your plate of what they give you.
I could possibly do that.
That would be awesome. I want to see this vegetarian plate, this hay and poop. And I want to see you eat it, too. Everybody else is eating chicken, and you're eating hay and poop.
Dry. Can I get some more? What do they drink?
You could get water or Pepsi. That's all your choices.
Water or Pepsi? What about, don't they drink like gruel or something?
They don't have gruel.
Don't they drink mead?
Oh, you get some kind of soup too. You could eat that. You get like some soup, some bread, some chicken. Well, you can't eat that. You'd melt. I'm melting! What else did we eat that was interesting? I didn't eat like a lot of standout good stuff. Oh, the pineapple ice creams were good. The Dole stuff, that was nice. The pineapple swirl, oh, that was delicious. I like that Harry Potter beer. That was a highlight.
Yeah.
We ate at like a good restaurant at Universal. I had a burger. It was a hamburger shrimp thing where they put shrimp in your burger.
Shrimp in your burger?
Yeah, that was good.
What place was it? Do you remember? Was it in Universal or in that city center place?
No, it was in Universal. It was near like that, you know how they have that big pool of water in the middle? It was like a fish place right there.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. The pier or whatever?
Yeah, it's across from that. They had like this disaster ride. I never got to ride it because it was closed the whole day, but it's like a natural disaster ride. It wasn't the Twister one. It was some disaster ride.
I think that might be closed for good. I don't know. I don't think it was open when we were there either.
Oh, really? But there were people outside, so it couldn't have been closed.
Maybe it's just a coincidence. Or maybe I just didn't go on it. I thought it was closed.
Other than that, a lot of the food we ate was just like fast food. We ate at a couple restaurants we had reservations for. None of them stood out to me as being good. Huh? I didn't like that, though. That spaghetti was really bland. That was like a Disney place we ate at. Main Street.
Disney spaghetti?
No, but it was like a fancy restaurant. They like dropped a puddle of ice on a baby. That was pretty amazing.
Wait, what?
Looked like the waiter had dropped a glass of ice on the baby.
On a baby?
Yeah, that was the highlight of that meal. Oh, Cocoa Beach. Yeah, we were with my friend on Cocoa Beach. We got to go to Cocoa Beach. We ate grouper? Fresh grouper that morning.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was good. I'm not a fish guy, but I like that grouper.
Yeah, nice fresh fish.
I liked Barb's grouper, whatever she had, like breaded grouper or something like that. Yeah, Parmesan crusted grouper.
That sounds good.
That
what
was
your, what'd you get?
I went straight grouper, and I
just a baked grouper,
bland grilled grouper. The most bland you could get it, but it was good. It's good for somebody that I like grouper because it's not real fishy.
Mm-hmm.
There was one piece that was really fishy, but I think it's because they didn't cook it right. But yeah, that was a good meal. The chicken was really good from the medieval times, surprisingly. That was good.
That is surprising.
Yeah. The dessert was good there. Most of the desserts I liked. Oh, we got like, the one thing I did like though is we'd get home like really late and be like 11 o'clock and we're like, we're hungry. Let's order some pizza. So we'd order room pizza. We had like two room pizzas. So I ate like sometimes room pizza for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious. I think Daryl would like grouper. What do you think?
I don't know. Daryl? No, he doesn't like anything.
We should put grouper in his mouth.
Okay. Well, you could, I'll hold him down.
And I'll get the grouper.
And you get the grouper and...
Just shove it in.
Shove it in him. Put it right inside of him.
Put it inside of him.
Again, do the Parmesan encrusted one, or
yeah.
just a straight.
Just give him straight first. I don't think he could take it.
With some olive oil on top.
Yeah. Just give him some fresh grouper. He's weak. We'd be able to hold him down too, because he's weak. Because all he drinks is that green shit now.
Blended grass.
Blended grass. Yeah, he's turned into a real pussy.
What else? Yeah, that's all he eats now, isn't it?
Yeah, kale shakes. That's all
kale
he
shakes.
Has.
It's kale shakes. He can barely stand. He probably fell asleep during your podcasting last night.
Yeah, he shits water all the time because that's all he drinks. He
keeps having to run to the bathroom.
That's right.
That's why he goes 20 times a day.
People think he's peeing all the time. He goes in the poop, and why is that guy sitting down to pee? All right. Well, I think that's about it. Unless you got something you eat. You never eat anything different. It's almost
I did
like,
have a...
Go ahead.
I did have a shrimp and scallop enchiladas.
Oh, that's something different.
That was good.
Shrimp and scallop enchiladas.
Yeah.
Would you eat that, Barb? She said she would.
Scallops are good.
I just don't know why you hate fish so much. Like, you'll protect the cows and you'll protect the pigs and the chickens, but you hate fish. You'll eat them.
Yeah, fish, I hate them.
Why do you hate them so much?
Well, you know this. You know how they killed my mother when I was young.
Oh, Jesus.
I had this goldfish.
It attacked
my mother.
It goes to your origin story. That's why you became a protector of the elevators.
She didn't actually die, but...
She was bitten.
She was traumatized by a goldfish.
Yeah.
So now I eat any fish to see.
You cook that up. Fry it up.
Well, the actual reason is... At least for the wild fish, they're not held captive and tortured their whole lives. So,
how do you know you're getting wild fish? It's in a can. What are you talking about? Tube fish and
tube fish leave a fine life before they are pushed into a can.
How do you know your tube of fish? They don't torture those fish.
When they're sticking them in the tube?
They're sticking them in the tube. That sounds like torture to me.
Get in the tube! They drop them into some kind of blunder.
Yeah, and then those like sardines, they just throw them in the can while they're alive and close the lid.
Pour some oil on them.
Just pour some oil on them.
Delicious.
Yeah. <It's> so funny.
Get in the tube!
You don't think they get tortured when they get a hook in them? You don't think that hurts?
Yeah, it hurts.
But you have no problem eating it.
No. Fish are basically insects.
I don't know. Have you watched Little Nemo with your kids?
Little Nemo. I've seen it, yeah. I don't know if they've seen it. Well, I don't know what they do.
I don't know what they watch. What they do.
I don't know. I should probably check on them. It's getting kind of cold outside.
Is it really?
No, no. I don't
know. Oh, because you have them tied. Because
they're tied up about. I don't know. Let me check. Let me look at my phone to see what the temperature is.
Ask it.
I don't know if my phone has that capability.
What kind of phone do you got?
I have a Fire phone.
What is the temperature?
It's 64 degrees Fahrenheit right now.
See?
Mine's 65. Let me see if let me ask my phone. Hello? Hello? Hello, phone? Hello?
What is my name? Come on. What is my name?
You're Michael. But since we are friends, I get to call you asshole.
You've done that one before. What's my name?
Let me see if it knows that.
Oh, this isn't doing it. My computer just said... My phone says, is this a computer keyboard? Because I was pointing at a computer keyboard. I think it's gaining sentience.
What kind of phone does Bill Bomer have?
Let me think. Here's what I found on the web for what kind of phone does Bill Bomer have.
And it showed me the dick phone.
Oh, she found that pic? Tell her to delete that picture from the cloud. Damn it.
Can you delete that picture from the cloud that Bill Bomer posted of his dick?
Checking.
Checking. She's trying.
Okay, I found this on the web for can you delete that picture from the cloud that Bill Bomer posted of his dick?
She tried.
Did you say piss pass posted?
What was that?
She said piss pass posted.
Piss pass posted?
Did you piss pass posted?
Oh, God. Well, you have been listening to Geek Brunch. And we didn't have a script, so this was all live.
Yeah, that was frightening.
Yeah, it was. I got tired, didn't you? I'm exhausted.
It's tough having to come up with stuff to say.
Yeah. I know you put hours into it, but I think you should do a script, full script next time.
All right, I'll work on it.
Yeah.
Send you the outline. And then you get back to me with some drawings.
I will. I'll be your Jack Kirby. All right. Well, you have a good one, and we can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com, where Bill will post pictures of his dick.
Comics.
Oh, comics. I'm sorry. Comics that you should check out. And you can find us at Facebook at Geek Brunch Podcast and click the like button. You can leave an iTunes review. You know you can. You can go to iTunes and type in the search window Geek Brunch. And when you're there, you can leave a review. How about that? How about that?
Technology. And, I could probably do it from my phone.
Yes. You can leave a review for yourself.
You're not supposed to review your own podcast.
No, you're not. I am totally against that. I don't know why other people would do that. Like Daryl Taylor, leave a review for himself.
He leaves a review for all of his podcasts.
Yeah, like 5-star reviews saying this is the best podcast you could listen to. The guy really knows what he's talking about.
He's a genius.
When we all know the truth. Mike, Bill, or Micah. Micah should be getting close to coming back. He's probably like a few months out.
He's never coming back.
You think he's going to stay in Japan?
I don't think if he can, he will.
He doesn't want to come back to this shit. You probably never hear from him again on Geek Brunch because he's
This country has fallen apart since he left.
Now that Bomer's in charge. Let's see. I think that's it. Twitter's at DBM00, at @do_what, and at Mike Myers Brunch. We thank you for listening and see ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good one, Bill. Bye.
You too.
There she goes, shaking that ass on the floor, bumping and grinding that pole. The way she's grinding that pole, I think I'm losing control. Get nervous, get drunk, get crunk, get fucked up. Hit the strip club, don't forget one, get your dick rubbed, get fucked, get sucked, get wasted, shit faced, pasted, blasted. You drink off, get a new drink, get the bathroom sink full up. Wipe your shoe clean, got a routine going, still got a few chunks on them shoestrings showing. I was dehydrated to the beat vibrated, I was revived as soon as this bitch gyrated him hips and licked him lips, and that was it. I had to get Nate Dogg, get his thing some shit.
2 to the 1, from the 1 to the 3. I like good pussy and I like good trees. Smoke so much weed, you wouldn't believe. And I get more ass than a toilet seat. 3 to the 1, from the 1 to the 3. I met a bad bitch last night in the D. Let me tell you how I made her leave with me. Conversation and Hennessy. I've been to the motherfucking mountaintop. Heard motherfuckers talk, seen them drop. If I ain't got a weapon, I'ma pick up a rock. And when I bust your ass, I'm gonna continue to rock. Get your ass on the wall with your 2 left feet. It's real easy, just follow the beat. Don't let that fine girl pass you by. Look real close, cause strobe lights. We're about to have a party. Turn the music, let's get it started. Go ahead, Jake.